It's the DCA Imaging System game show from Prince George's. We're getting set for game 6 game series between the Curve and your Bowie Bay Sox. Glad you're with us. Matt Sabatis with you, Park and Bowie, as the Bay Sox are trying to make a small 2-game skid right. But it is turning into a potentially dangerous homestand for the Sox as they try to remain in the hunt for that one and only spot atop the section at the end of the second half. Last night pushed Bowie back into second while the Erie Seawolves were able to capture over the Harrisburg Senators, breaking away for first place. And Bowie has been having their problems this week in this homestand with the pitching. If you can recall, part of the second half into the start of this homestand, a span of about 6 weeks for Bowie, between June 27th and 18th, Bowie had the best ERA in all of minor league, 3.16. But of this 7 games so far, this homestand, Bowie's pitching, reporting a 5.20 ERA, third highest in the Eastern League since the start of last week. Last night was more of the game in terms of the pitching, just getting too outpaced too early on for offense to catch up and try and ahead. An early 3-run home run from Nunez for Altoona, and then a late 2-run home run by Andy Rodriguez, 5-0 very fast. Bowie was actually able to make a big lead. They had a tying run at third base in the bottom of the sixth. An RBI single by Connor Norby had 6-5 and put the tying run to third. Norby himself, representing a go-ahead, moved to second base. Just one out, though, Bowie couldn't get it done. Bowie left on base runners yesterday, including three different base runners at third base. A lot has been on the table for the Bay Sox this season. The league in runners left on base total at about 7.5. Even though they have been Eastern League in runs here in the second, it just shows what they're capable of, the amount of runs that they're able to score, but the amount of runs that they're still capable of scoring can just be a little frustrating, especially when you see close, tight losses like yesterday, when Bowie still out-hits their opponent and leads runners left on. But there's a new day ahead, and of course today, Sinefi getting the start for Bowie looks for a bit of revenge over Altoona. Sinefi in a second, but first we've got to set you up with the numbers for today's game. Altoona comes in for game number 150, and a 58-56 record, game winning streak. The Curve are 8-2 over their last 10, 29-29 when playing on the road. Bowie comes in game number 116, 56-59 record this year with a 2-game streak. They're 3-7 over their and 31-27 when playing at home. In the second half, Bowie 17 on the season. They're in 6 in the Southwest Division, only one first as the Erie Seawolves and 16. Bowie is in second while Altoona is in third, 25-8. The Curve are in the second half. They are closing in 4.5 games out of first place, 3.5 games behind the Bay Sox. If this series does not round for Bowie, there could be a change in the pecking order in the Southwest. You've really got to be careful. As we look at today's starting pitching matchup, it will be Brent Hanafy going for Bowie, up Carmen Mojinski. Tuna, as Mojinski, an interesting season against Bowie, interesting season overall, as he's kind of his overall role shifted a handful of times with the Curve. He's 3-6 with a 4.94 ERA, and he's had openers used in front of him at points. He's come in as a traditor at points. He was initially scheduled to have an opener used today, but they changed their mind out to him to bring him in just as a traditional starter to face off against the Bay Sox. That hit really hampered his overall development. A foot injury sidelined him during this 20, and of course 2020 was shortened before he got picked up in the first round of that draft out of the University of South Carolina. He missed a month in 2021 due to shoulder stiffness and then a little bit of a different shoulder issue, sent him on the injured list earlier this year toward the beginning of June. He's had trouble this year specifically, never making it past 4 innings in any of his bases and allowing 9 runs in 9 total innings. Now, Mojinski kind of lacks a swing and miss pitch, at least that's what's said. He's got a fastball in the mid-90s, does have a good cutter, has a slider and a changeup, and he sits in the path of the zone a lot, leads to a fly ball. So he has given up 9 home runs this season in 82 innings, and a ground ball to fly ball ratio of 0.84. So Bowie could maybe knock him for a cup today. That could be a part of the game plan. As Brendan Hanafy for the Bay Sox, a 1-1 record and a 5.40 ERA coming off of his best start of the season. 5 innings of 2-run ball against it. It was Hanafy's first win in nearly 3 calendar years since August 24th of 2018. So this is the 3-year anniversary of his previous win. And just a week ago, he tossed those five strong innings against set. After two early runs, one in the first and one in the second, including a lead home run in that second, Hanifee was able to really lock in after a leadoff extra sit in the third. Worked scoreless there, and the Bowie offense was able to back him up too. Hanifee has been really mixing in the ground balls hardly. Hasn't been working too many double plays, while he has been walking at least one or two batters every. We'll have to see how it plays. This time he faced Altoona, he gave up a ton of. Hanifee had his worst start of this against the curve a month ago. Not escaped the first inning, allowed five run hits with two strikeouts. He had a trio of consecutive RBI doubles. So as long as he can just work through that, maybe pull out the sinker early on, he should be fine. As we discuss the starting pitching matchup, we're going to play an interview we had with Brent Hanifee a couple of weeks ago. Fall strong start he had against the Akron Rubber Dub after Bowie was wrapping up their road trip. So we'll step aside, be back in a bit, and hear a little bit of Hanifee's thoughts. He's made this fantastic return on the Tommy John surgery and entered to Double A for his first with Bowie. We're back after this, listening to Bay Sox Baseball. We're back to Princess Stadium here in Bowie as we continue on the Imaging Systems pregame show. Matt's with you as we're looking ahead to today between Bowie and Altoona. Do have a couple of roster moves to be aware of. Altoona did make a couple of changes as Henry Davis to start making a rehab with the low A, the single A, down in the Florida State League. First overall pick a couple of seasons back. We'll be playing games with Bradenton. Bowie has not seen him yet this season. He went on the injured list just before the Bay Sox visited Altoona for the first time this year, May, early June. He only got a couple of games at AA under L before going down with injury. There was an well right-handed pitcher, Will Cobos, headed FCL, and then right-handed pitcher Melendez was placed on the seventh list with a shoulder injury. Bowie has seen a couple of times this season. But no one for Altoona entering this one as they're just sticking with what is it that they've got now? 27 on their active roster, worse than the active MAC in the Eastern League. Bowie did have a handful of changes over the last couple of days. Haven't got to talk about it much, but Nolan Hoffman and Dara have been reinstated from the injured list, available out of the bullpen, while Chelkins has been placed on the injured list injury. Maverick Handley was placed on the injured list as well. Andres Angulo transferred from High A Aberdeen to replace, and Bowie is expecting a major league rep tonight out of the bullpen, with Track and Senior set to appear. Step aside, be back in a bit. We've got first pitcher listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Ready to go. Prince George's Stadium. It's game two of this six-game series between the Irv and your Bowie Bay Sox. Glad you're with us. Matt Sabat is with you from the bullpen. And as Brennan Hanafy was on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting order curve that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at third base, you've got Jared Cho, followed by Nick Gonzalez at second base, being second. Andy Rodriguez is the catching third. Blake Sable, the DH, bats. Malcolm Nunez at first base, fifth. Leover Peguero, the shortstop, sixth. Andres Alvarez in left field, bats seventh. Zio Macias in right field, eighth. And is in center field, batting ninth. Altoona is the AA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're managed by Kyron Mack, and their record is 58-56, a five-game winning streak, as they're 25-20 here in the second half. Again, the Altoona lineup, Triolo Gonzalez-Rodriguez, Abel Nunez-Peguero, Alvasius Sanchez, all to face off Brennan Hanafy on the mound. Just Stadium in Bowie, 309 feet line to both left and right field, 400 in center. As Hanafy winds in first pitch, it's a fastball. Called strike in the lower inside corner, and it's another one to start. We're underway at 36 p.m. on an 83 sunny day here in Bowie. As the next pitch is swung on and missed the slide, it's quickly nothing in two. 279 average for Triolo, a 7 OPS, and 107 games played. As Hanafy deals the 0-2, and it swung it out toward shallow left field and down a base hit. Hudson Haskin jump on it in left, and after starting at nothing in two, Hanafy's single, and Triolo extends his inning streak to three consecutive games. Here's Nick Gonzalez, 57 average this year, 769 OPS in 50. 11 doubles, no triples, Spurs, 16 runs batted in. As the infield puts him straight up. Third base very close to the bag, however. Second base will be the potential double play ball as the first pitch is up and in a fastball. As the count starts out at nothing and one. He is already making his second against Altoona this season, especially since the curve have been here at Prince George twice in less than a month. As the 0-1 pitch comes home, it's a breaking ball, just misses under the knees, look to be close, a fastball and runs it even at a ball and a strike here. As we're scoreless in the top of the first, he came up on the short end yesterday, thanks to an early attack, laden with homer Altoona. They put on five on two big blasts just over the first three innings. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball down and away. Two balls and a strike, Gonzalez. But we lost 7-5. They trailed 5-0 and 6-1 at points, but got it all 6-5. But after they brought in that fifth run, they didn't get another hit. Crack to the right side. Grab by Connor Norby. He spins and fires on the throw to first. Bounces past, but no advancement. As they'll take the lead out at first, Gonzalez reaches first. Andrew Dashbach had to attempt at scooping that, but the tough Joey Ortiz, of course, made it very difficult to even try and receive. Lead runner is something of note, at least. Rest of the defense for Bowie. From left to right in the outfield, you've got Huskin, Adam Hall, and then Colton Kowser. Cesar Prieto is at third. Joey Ortiz is at short. Connor Norby at second. Andrew Dashbach at first. Andy Rodriguez digs in, switches her bat, watches a first pitch strike. Fastball, nick side edge, it's nothing and one. Roberts is the catcher behind the plate for Brennan on the mound. Rodriguez, double A games, is hitting 3.678 OPS. As the 0-1 pitch comes home, it's cracked out toward left field. Has jogs down a couple of steps, now backs a step and makes the catch. Quickly two gone, and now Abel. Your umpiring crew for today is you've got Michael Snover as the crew chief on base. Ray Valero is at first base. Evan Johnson is calling the balls and strike home plate. As Satan, the only true left-hander in the lineup, the other three true lefties for Altoona on the bench today. Sable hitting 283 with an 838 OPS and 94 games played. 23 doubles, 5 triples, 13 home runs, 58 runs batted in. Runner at first, 2 away, first inning, first pitch. This is down and inside, and it's 1-0 to start. Brennan Hanafy, 6'5", 215-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Virginia. Fourth-round draft selection by the Orioles in 2006. On the season for Bowie, he's gone 1-1 with a 5.40. Exactly 20 innings of work, he struck out 20 batters. 8, allowed 2 home runs. Opponents are hitting him for a 244 clip. Sable had to tie his shoe, so now back into the box and ready to go. The pitch. Check swing, and he got a piece into the mid of the catcher inside. 74 runs the count even in a ball and a strike. Fee is coming off of his best all year, his best day in years. Earlier this homestand, picked up a win against the Somerset Patriots. A pitch. Misses Dalley. Fastball just sneaks the legs a tad, and it runs the count to 2 balls and a strike. Hanafee tossings, allowed just 4 hits and 2 runs, 1 walk and 3 strikeouts against a 10-2 win for Bowie. The 2-1 pitch, and Sable fouls it back to the screen, counts it 2. Consider the time spent for Hanafy, not in a professional capacity. Missed all of 2021, and then the first half of 2022 because of the Tommy John surgery went in 2021. Hanafy had not won a game in 3 years. The 2-2 missed inside, and it runs full on. Today is actually the anniversary of Hanafy's prime, August 24th, 2019, when he was pitching with High Frederick at the time. Hanafy has opponents 2-for-8 on full counts this season. Runner at first goes. The 3-2 at second and through toward the right field gap for a base hit. Headed first, getting the wave around to try and score. Here comes Gonzalez. The throw home is on time. Beating him. By Kyle Gonzalez is thrown out in the inning over. Two-out single for Sable. Could have put Altoona in striking distance, but instead they're kept scoreless. We go to the bottom of the first. Altoona nothing. Base Sox coming on up. You're listening to Base Sox Baseball. Well, bit of defensive help. Altoona was scoreless in the top of the first inning. Some good pitching by Brennan Hanafy, and move to the bottom of the first. The Bowie base will try and give him a little bit with. As Carmen Morgin storms on the mound for the Altoona Curve, the lineup for the Bowie base ops that he'll fade looks like this. Leading off in field, you've got Colton Kowser, followed by Ortiz at shortstop, batting second. Connor Norby is the second baseman batting third. Adam Hall in center field, clean. Hudson Haskin in left field will bat fifth. Cesar Pareto at third base, bats. Kobe Mayo, the DH, bats seventh. Cody Roberts, the catcher, eighth. Nanage Dashbach is at first base, batting ninth. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, by Brandon Becker, Josh Conway, Tim DeFacto, and Chandler Geller. Christensen is the video coordinator. Lindsey Birchfield and are the athletic trainers. Bowie is 56-59. They're 29-17 second half. And again, that lineup features Cassie's Norby, Hall, Hassel, Mayo, Roberts, Dashbach, all to face off against Karczynski on the mound. As the plate umpire clears some of the dust off the plate and steps behind the catcher, the left-handed batter Kowser to dig his pitch. And Kowser flinches on a high fastball, gets back and starts out at 1-0. 320 starts for Kowser this year, a 1.018. 10.18, yes, in 44 games. Eights, no triples, 9 homers, 27. Fastball again, this time, and it's 2 balls and no strike. As Bowie has really shifted into this new lineup that features Kowser as the leadoff man. The 2-0 fouled off left side. Balls and a strike now. Kowser is playing in just his 8th game leadoff batter. Connor Norby still holds lead for the team with 3 games played atop the lineup. But Kowser has been seeing plenty, the 2-1. This one cracked line toward right field, but falling quick down in the corner for a base hit. Have a chance for 2 as it's dug out by Fabrice, sent back in. Cow stand-up double to lead off the first 9th of the season, and Bowie is in business to get things started here. The Bays have been the most likely team league this year to open an inning with the leadoff batter reaching safely. So you can practically just place the batter on base somewhere. Bowie is the most likely to get it done. And Kowser has been a great leadoff bat at Trent. He's hitting over 333 when he's the first batter of an inning. So now here's Joey Ortiz. 267 average, a 789 OPS, 106 games. First pitch in for Mojinski is down and away. That one looked like it might have close. Fastball trimmed the edges, I suppose, but starts out at 1-0 on Ortiz. 24 triples, 15 home runs. Runs batted in this season. Runner at second, no one out. Next, and Ortiz slaps it foul right side. Run the count even at a ball and a here. But Kowser batting first is even more common than Joey Ortiz batting second. This has been a much rarer occurrence for Ortiz. He's got a slugging percentage of 400 when batting 2-hole this season. And he's been starting up here in the month of August as well, as the one is swung on and missed up and away. It's 2. After Ortiz lost out an 18-game hit streak, go on a really a down streak. He didn't go on a... But when you compare anything that feed a hitless game here, a hitless game there, you're obviously going to see lesser numbers. But Ortiz has always been one of the biggest contributors now here in the second half. The 1-2. And he lifts it out toward left center. Andres Alvarez ranges over. He's the left fielder to make the catch. There's one away. Let's test the Altoona defense. Already told you Alvarez. Lolo Sanchez is in center field. Macias is in right. Jared Trigo is at third base. Leover Peguero is at Nick Gonzalez at second. Malcolm's at first. And Andy Rodriguez is behind the plate for Carmen Majinski on mound. As Scott digs in, 282 average and an 8-1 OPS in 43 games. 10 doubles, a triple, 9 home runs, 5 runs batted in. Smojinski fires the first. Norby watches outside. Fastball with a good mid of run. And the count starts out at 1-0. Ski 3-7 this season, 9.4 ERA. He's a 6-25-pound, 23-year-old right-hand head South Carolina. He fires the 1-0 pitch and cracks it deep to center field. Sanchez to the infield, and it slices the other way. Top of the warning track. Gauzer's from second, and Norby replaces him at second. An RBI double. Connor Norby, and Bowie leads 1-0 first. Double of the season for Norby. RBI number 26. And the situation remains for Adam Hall. Runner can still only one out. That was a sack. 106 miles of bat. And again, it sliced a bit. Oh, actually, to be more specific, it pulled. It was in the air. And since Sanchez turned his entire the infield, he didn't see it until it was too low. It was way too far to his left. Adam Hall, the first pitch to him is swung on in mid-air, down and away. It's nothing in one to start. 277 average for Hall. A 77 OPS in 45 games. 11 doubles, no triples, 1 homer, 12 runs batted in. Mojinski was a competitive balance A-round selection. First round in the 2020 draft. Runner goes down and away. Throw to third is wide. It's picked by Jared Triolo territory, but Connor Norby swipes third base. As eighth steal of the season, Rives may not have expected it as much, especially considering that slider was down and away. That's the steal he's allowed, and with runner at third now and still only one out, the infield play in. A ball and a strike here. Paul, as the next pitch is down and away, bounces in. Rodriguez scoops it, and the count is 2-1. 11 for Hall, no triples, a homer, batted in. North has been starting to take on some of aggressive tendency on the base paths. Not been an aggressive team in terms of stolen season, so it's fun to see the 2-1. Hall watches high a fastball, three balls and a strike now. Adam Hall was injured, was his role. He's 16 for 16 before the IL. He's only made attempts since returning, and he was caught. The 3-1, swinging a curveball down, and it's 3-2. Mookie has 82 innings under his belt season, 22 games and 17 starts. His role has been fluid. He's come in at opener a couple of times this year, including twice against Bowie. As he fires the 3-2, it swung on and missed for strike three. Slider down and away, and Mojit logs the game's first strikeout. Bay Sox are in their alternate orange today. The black block Bowie on the front. White pants, white cap, while Altoona is in their alternate reds. The curse of Altoona on the front, gray pants, black cap. As Huskins steps into the box, 272 average and 838 OPS in 91 games. Runner at third, two away is the first pitch in, and Haskin watches a slider called for strike. Great run, it's nothing. Runner at third, two away in a 1-0 game here in the bottom of first. Three runs for Haskin, 49 runs batted. He went 0 for 5 yesterday. As the 0-1 pitch. Pike, fastball just nicks the outside edge. We'd seen pitches that close to the box call for ball earlier in this inning. Now, that pitch should have been a ball. I just think the previous probably should have been called strikes. But now quickly on Haskin, the pitch. Wait, count goes to a ball and two strikes. Mojinski has three appearances against Bowie under his belt this season. One just under him. He was only able to finish the first inning of a three-run home run to Joey Ortiz, and Bowie just kept hammering him. And Haskin takes a late poke over to third, scooped on a couple of bounces by Jared to rainbow toss to first, beats out the run. 5-3 inning, but Bowie gets one on the board. A leadoff double is brought home on a double by Connor Norby. But with a rough third and only one out, Bowie strands his second. Bowie leads 1-0 into Bay Sox baseball. On in the second, Georgia Stadium in Bowie as the Bay Sox nothing edge. Griffey is back to work, but we've got a quick time call as the on-deck batter wasn't in the right spot. It looks like Malcolm Nunez is ready to go, however. 15 pitches and a scoreless first for Hanafy as the first pitch into Nunez is just a inside. Fastball, close, but not enough, and the count starts out at 0. 265 average for Nunez and a 907 OPS in 10 games here as the next offering is a slider called for strike. Nicks on the outside edge of the zone or even at 1. No doubles or trips for Nunez, but three home runs, including way. 11 runs batted in, the 1-1 offering. And Nunez watches another strike. Fastball nicks the bottom edge. It's 1-2. After Nunez, it'll be Leover Pagano and then Andres Alvarez to bat, if any of the Bricio Macias, the number 8 batter. 1-2 pitch. Swiss for strike three. Another flow from Hanafy at 95. That's his first punch out, and there's one in the second inning. So now Leover Peguero, 59 average, a 686 OPS, 102 games. Hanafy is already a much better start against Altoona than he had a month ago, as the first pitch, Peguero, is fouled off back to the screen. It's not 20 doubles and 4 triples for Peguero, 8 homers, 46 runs batted. They play him a bit hard on the shoot. Hanafy couldn't get out of the first inning when he faced Altoona at this ballpark just under a month ago as the 0-1 pitch is down. It's a ball and a strike. So let's go back and look at it. It was the 20th. Bowie was on a pretty big lead. Bowie's only loss in that six-game series with Altoona's 1-5, the 1-1. Crack second, couple of bounces where it's picked at the near Norby. And sidearm to first. Peguero's got wheels, but the throw still 4-3 put out, and there's quickly two gone. He allowed the first four batters to reach single. An RBI to hit by pitch, then another RBI double. Eventually a two RBI double, where he struck out the number seven batter. He had to be lifted. And an inherited runner scored before that inning closed. He allowed five runs. As Andre Alvarez digs in now, with the bases empty and two outs, first pitch. It's down and in, nibbling on the corner there to start. 230 average for Alvarez, and 829 OPS in 91 games. 13 doubles, two triple, the 1-0 pitch. Fastball low, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. 19 homers for Alvarez, 46 runs batted in, and we picked up on a little bit of potential Altoona history earlier today, something that they hadn't really kept record of, as the 2-0 pitch misses down and inside to run at 3-0. They hadn't kept record of it because there was no record of it. No one had ever done it before. But in the 20-plus year history of the Altoona curve, there has not been a single 2020 season, 20 home runs and 20 steals. As the 3-0 pitch is called a strike on the top half of the zone, a fastball runs it to 3-1. But Alvarez is close. He's got 20 steals and 21 attempts, and he has 19 home runs. Next pitch is bounced over the mound, but a well-shaded Norby at second is able to glove it behind the bag and send to first base in time. Three up, three down inning for Hanafy, including a couple of groundouts to second. Bottom of the second coming up, Bowie leads 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Bottom of the second inning here in Bowie as the Bay Sox hold on to a 1-0 clip. Cesar Prieto will lead off. And the first pitch to the left-hander, he squares but pulls back on an inside fastball. Prieto, of course, always liable to try and lay down that early bunt on maybe the first pitch, usually when he's the leadoff batter or the second batter when the leadoff batter reaches safely. But Mojinski wasn't really giving him anything to hit. Now the 1-0 pitch misses wide, and Prieto lays off of it. It's 2-0. Well, I say it just about every time. Prieto almost never squares to bunt on the second pitch. He tries to pull out the surprise, and when it's gone, he goes back to a regular plate appearance. The 2-0 pitch, called a strike in the lower inside corner. It's 2-1. As Mojinski continues, he'll face off against 6, 7, and 8 in the Bowie lineup, starting with Cesar Prieto. 278 average and a 693 OPS in 71 games. The 2-1 Called a strike just a tad high. Hit at the letters around, and the count runs even at two. 19 doubles and no triples for Cesar. Three home runs, 31 runs batted in. 2-2. Prieto pulls back on a down and in breaking ball. Runs the count full. Second full count for Majinski today. He struck out Adam Hall swinging back in the first. Shift on for Prieto. As the 3-2 is cracked deep out to right field, and you can... Oh, where did it go? Yeah, I think it might have hit off of the top of the wall. Prieto's going to motor into second. He slides, and he's safe. That one looked like it was ticketed for the bench behind the wall. And now here comes Kyren Madison to discuss if that one had gotten in time. The throw had gotten in time to beat out Prieto. I'm surprised there wasn't much of a conversation as to if that ball had cleared the fence, because there's a bench right behind the wall there. I think it might have hit the top of the wall, but Prieto's going to still lead off with a double. But Madison is still at least discussing it with the crew chief and third base umpire. As Prieto logs his 20th double of the season. 100 miles an hour off the bat, and it would have been an estimated 331 feet away from home plate had the wall not gotten in the way. But the second consecutive inning that Bowie has led off with a double. Colton Kowser did it, and then Connor Norby drove him in with a double of his own. Kobe Mayo will bat now, a 184 average and a 524 OPS in 13 games. One double, no triples, one homer, five runs batted in. First pitch, Mayo drills it. Deep out to left field, Alvarez running, he's looking, there it goes. Kobe Mayo says goodbye. His second double-A home run is a two-run blast here in the second. Bowie leads 3-0. 100 miles an hour off of the bat, 366 feet away from home plate for Mayo. That was a big-time blast that he needed right now. Had yesterday off, came into today, rested, refreshed, and ready to hit. And now here's Cody Roberts, as the Bay Sox are pretty much just picking up where they've left off with Carmen Mojinski all season. First pitch into Roberts, and he swings and misses on a breaking ball down. It's nothing and one to start. Next offering to Roberts, and he slaps it up the right side foul. Quickly run it to nothing and two. He's hitting .244 this season. A 716 OPS in 64 games. 13 doubles, no triples, 6 home runs, 34 runs batted in. That's the 0-2 pitch. Just misses under the knees. Good change up there. Might have gotten a chase, but it's 1-2. That was the 10th home run given up by Mojinski this season. As he fires the 1-2 to Roberts, and it's bounced slowly to the left side. Scooped by the third baseman, Triolo. Sent a little bit wide to first base, but it's still plenty of range for Malcolm Nunez. Beats out Roberts 5-3. So one away, here's Andrew Dashbach. He had a late home run last night. Make that on Sunday. He didn't play last night. Dashbach had the two-run blast in the ninth inning Sunday. Didn't do much for Bowie as they were already trailing 13-1 at the time, but felt good to get it back. I believe it was his first home run in a little over a month. First pitch into Dashbach, misses down and away, and the count starts out at 1-0. 184 average for him, a 653 OPS in 83 games. Nine doubles, no triples, 11 home runs, 38 runs batted in. As Bowie leads 3-0 here in the second, the 1-0. Misses under the knees, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Well, Altoona got a good start out of Quinn Priester yesterday, 5 1/3 innings as the 2-0 pitch. Misses inside, just missed under Dashbach's elbow, and it sets it to 3-0. But they still went on to use four relievers, including Kyle Nicholas, who's slated to start on Saturday. It was just a tune-up, almost like a live bullpen session, the 3-0. Called a strike on the upper outside corner. Fastball runs it to 3-1. I know the phrase live bullpen does technically exist because they mix it with batting practice against live batters, but this was even more so. Here's the 3-1. Inside for ball four. Free pass for Dashbach. He moves into sole possession for the team lead this season with 42 walks. Believe it or not, breaking that tie with Gunnar Henderson, who hasn't played for Bowie since June 3rd? Can't remember the exact date, but it's been a while. I know his last game was actually against Altoona. June 5th was the last game that Gunnar Henderson played for Bowie. He had 41 walks. Here's Colton Kauser, the leadoff man, watches a first pitch strike. That's a pretty wide fastball. Nothing and one to open on the lefty. Kauser doubled on a 2-1 pitch in the first inning and scored on a Connor Norby double in that same frame. As the 0-1 is inside, Kauser's always got a quick reaction to just kick up that back leg of his, the left leg, almost as if he's a horse trying to swat something away behind him that the horse can't see. Just kicks it up at the knee, doesn't move too much else from the waist. Runner at first, one away, the 1-1 pitch. Slapped foul up the line, count to a ball and two strikes now. Well, Kauser has already been one of the best batters in the Eastern League since his debut. 327 average, of course, but if you can believe it, he's been a mind-blowing batter here at home. 7 of his 9 home runs are at Prince George's Stadium. As the 1-2 pitch is driven high and deep to right field, he might have his 8th. Out to the corner, Macias stops, he looks, and it's just going to pull foul. Oh, that was close. A slider with some okay movement that really found itself down the middle of the plate. Kauser was able to turn on it just a hair too early. Sets the count even at a ball, or keeps the count the same at a ball and two strikes. Here's the next pitch, swing and a miss. So as I fumble over my words, Kauser fumbles over the pitch. Not that big a deal. Second strikeout for Carmen Mojinski. And now here's Joey Ortiz with 2 outs and a runner at first. 3-0 Bowie here in the bottom of the frame. 2-run home run by Kobe Mayo for his second here at AA. They'll put a shift on for Ortiz. He flew out to left field back in the first inning. Here's the first pitch, and Ortiz watches slider miss down and away. It's 1-0 to start. Already 42 pitches for Carmen Mojinski. As I was kind of discussing how the bullpen was used for Altoona in the last half inning, I do need to constantly remind myself, and it's happened a lot this season, as Mojinski steps off the back of the mound, is that, again, so many other bullpens in the Eastern League are not utilized the same way that Bowie uses their bullpen. You can see a reliever 3 times in a series and not bat an eye. The 1-0 misses just inside on Ortiz. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. I can bet you we'll see Tyler Samaniego probably 2 more times in this series. Perhaps Nick Dymkowski as well, just as a left-hander. 2-0 pitch, and Ortiz watches a called strike high. It's 2 balls and a strike here. Runner at first, 2 away in the bottom of the second. Bowie leads 3-1. Yeah, Bowie. It's a rarity at many points to even see a reliever twice in the same series. The 2-1, swinging a bouncer foul into the netting, third base side, and the count stays. And really the only time that Bowie would see a reliever twice, a true reliever, not necessarily a piggybacker, back when they had the likes of Ryan Watson and Noah Denoyer piggybacking. To see a true reliever twice in one series, it would pretty much only be on the Tuesdays and Sundays. And that was still rare. Here's another 2-2, and Ortiz takes a late hack at it to punch it out toward deep right center field. Sends Macias running back, and he's got a beat up over the shoulder on the warning track. He makes the catch. That one carried off the bat in the other direction for Ortiz, but ultimately a flyout. As we go to the third, Bowie adds to the lead. A 2-run home run by Kobe Mayo, and it's 3-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Well, we've got only a couple of days until the Grateful Dead night at Prince George's Stadium. It's actually on Friday. So get your tickets. There are still special t-shirt packages available along with the post-game fireworks. You don't want to miss it, so go to BaySox.com for Grateful Dead night on Friday. Third inning as Bowie leads 3-0. The first pitch to Fabricio Macias misses inside, and it's ball one. Next offering is swung on and missed down, and it's quickly even. As Brennan Hanafy continues to deal, 12-pitch perfect second inning. He'll face off against 8-9-1 in the Altoona lineup with Macias here starting it off, the 1-1. Just missed under the knees of fastball, two balls and a strike. It's a .266 average for Macias this season, a .672 OPS in 31 games. Seven doubles, no triples, two home runs. The 2-1 misses down and away. Could have clipped the corner, but it runs the count to three balls and a strike. 18 runs driven in for Macias this season. After him, it's Lolo Sanchez, and then back to the top of the lineup for Jared Triolo. The 3-1 fouled off of home plate. Fill the count up. As Bowie leads 3-0. Run in the first, two in the second. A two-run home run by Kobe Mayo. As the infield plays with a deep hole up the middle. The 3-2. Fouled off again, just a piece hits off of home plate, and the count stays. Bowie did make a roster move today with Maverick Handley being placed on the injured list. He took a foul ball off of his mask and was removed midway through yesterday's game as the 3-2 is checked on and a piece on a low pitch. That fastball was near the ankles, more so than the knees, but Macias still made a bit of contact while checking his swing. Wish he could have had that back. As we get another payoff here from Hanafy. Fouled off again. This time a ground ball to the left side. Count stays. But Maverick Handley has been placed on the injured list. I was asking a little bit more about the injury, and they said they're not positive about it just yet, but that foul ball bent the gating on his mask, that wiring. The 3-2. Cracked little knuckle out toward the mound and picked in the air by Brennan Hanafy. Pop out to the pitcher. You rarely see those. Usually a pop-up is high enough that the pitcher concedes to one of the other infielders. But Hanafy's able to receive it, and there's one gone. Four in a row retired by Hanafy. And now here's Lolo Sanchez. Right-hander hitting .243 with a .700 OPS. 52 games played for him this season. As the first pitch comes home. And it's called a strike. Fastball nicks the bottom edge of the zone. It's nothing and one to start. Here's the 0-1. Outside. Ball and a strike now. Of the nine batters Hanafy has seen already, a first pitch strike to five of them. Here's the next. Swing and a miss. Curveball inside, and it's 1-2. Four home runs for Sanchez. 20 runs driven in. As again, they've got a pretty decent-sized gap up the middle of the infield for the right-handed batter. 1-2. Check swing. Not even a check. More of a flinch on a low fastball. Runs the count even at two balls and two strikes. As Bowie leads 3-0 here in the top of the third inning, trying to break out of a two-game losing skid. The 2-2. Called strike three on the lower inside corner. Sanchez was thinking it'd break down a little bit more, but the fastball just nicked the edge, and Hanafy logs his second strikeout. That was a precision pitch by Brennan Hanafy. Five in a row set down. Back to the top of the lineup for Triolo, who singled to left field in the first. First pitch to him. Misses down and away. Slider opens it up at 1-0. And Bowie has been playing with Joey Ortiz deep in the hole for pretty much all of these right-handers. With the 1-0 pitch. Cracked out toward deep left center field. This is going to be trouble for Hall as he's running back, looking up, and it's off the top of the wall. Stays in the park as Hall will receive it and send back to the infield. No, it's gone. Third base umpire is making the call. It's a solo home run for Jared Triolo. I think it might have hit off of something on the batter's eye and bounced back into the field of play. Altoona's on the board. It's 3-1.
No, get out there.
Kyle Moore is going to come and talk about it, but I think he might have not much of a chance here. Bowie does look confused. And, of course, I would be too, but it really seemed as if that ball had cleared the yellow line and then came back into play while bouncing off of something back there behind the wall. There are a couple of just objects and items back behind the wall there, because there is about a 5 to 8 foot gap between the top of the wall, well, the entire inner outfield wall, and then the outer wall where all the signage is. There's a decent gap there, and I feel as if that's where the ball might have struck. But the umpires are going to actually discuss this. It was the crew chief that made the call, so I imagine he's going to have to get some pretty convincing arguments from his fellow umpires on whether or not that one cleared the park. On my first eye test, it felt as if it left. But then when I saw it bounce back into play, it gave me an extra bit of confusion. But they're still discussing it over on the right side of the pitching mound between the mound and first base. We can take a quick look around the Eastern League if we've got the time. Harrisburg has a 2-1 edge over Erie right now in the top of the fourth inning. Bowie would like that score to remain the same. Portland leading Hartford 5-0 in the fourth inning as well. Richmond and Akron are scoreless after Richmond put on 5 runs in the 10th inning last night to win. Binghamton in the midst of a 2-run first inning over Reading. And Somerset just wrapped up the first inning with New Hampshire. Somerset has the 1-0 edge. But again, Bowie leading here in the top of the third. We're just trying to figure out what exactly the score is. Is Bowie leading by 2 runs? Are they leading by 3? This is a discussion that I would not have expected to take as long as it has. Granted, I can see where the confusion might lie and why there would be, they're going to call it a home run. There would be confusion. It's a home run for Triolo, his 9th. Came off the bat at 103 miles an hour and got 403 feet away from home plate. And now Josh Conway comes sprinting out, and he's been tossed. Conway going to stick up for his pitcher a little bit, and he is gesturing to the crew chief hard behind the pitcher's mound, pointing out where he believes that the call was missed in left center field, saying that it must have hit off of the top of the wall, but Conway is going to get tossed for the first time this season. He's keeping a respectful distance, but now as the crew chief tries to walk away, Conway is making sure he stays face value with him. But Conway's gotten his worth, and now we'll head back to the clubhouse. That is the 5th ejection for Bowie this season. They've been a relatively calm team this year. But I don't blame Conway for sticking up for one of his pitchers. Solo blast for Triolo. And it's a 2-run game now as Bowie still leads. Nick Gonzalez will step in, and let's hope they give Hanafy a couple of warm-up pitches. That's exactly what they're going to do. That lengthy delay would do nothing but hurt a pitcher. So credit to the umpires. That's the right decision on their part, to make sure that Hanafy is granted a couple of warm-up tosses. So got to make sure that they get their praise there. Umpiring's a tough job. That's only the 3rd home run Hanafy has given up this season. The first pitch to Nick Gonzalez misses outside. A slider opens the count up at 1-0. Gonzalez reached on a force back in the first inning when he bounced the ball slowly to second. The 1-0 pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 2-0. The current hope now, at the very least, is that there's no more tempers out of this as the 2-0 misses wide. 3 balls and no strikes on Gonzalez. Even with a couple of warm-up pitches, hopefully Hanafy isn't rusty after standing around on the mound for so long. Here's the 3-0. In there for a called strike. Fastball hits the inner half. It's 3-1. But you've got to remember, there were 4 hit-by pitches in yesterday's game from Altoona pitchers. The 3-1. Down and away for ball 4. Hanafy has really been missing out on some of these low and outside corners. They seem to be just nicking the edges against these right-handers, but he's not been receiving the calls. This is the first time it's actually burned him all the way. It's the first walk that Hanafy has allowed this evening. But now it brings a potential tying run to the plate with Endy Rodriguez. Rodriguez flew out to left field his first time up. First pitch here. And he cracks it back to Hanafy, who spears it on the line. And the inning is over. Just right up against his waist, tucked inside, Hanafy was able to grab that 68-mile-an-hour comebacker. An easy one by general standards. And it ends the inning. Solo home run for Altoona gets them on the board. Bowie still leads 3-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Well, out of the bottom of the third inning here at Prince George's Stadium. Still a 3-1 Bowie lead. Altoona getting on the board with a solo home run by Jared Turriolo despite the contest out of Bowie's dugout. Connor Norby will lead off for Bowie with Adam Hall and Hudson Haskin to follow. First pitch in from Carmen Mojinski is called a strike in the upper outside corner. Good changeup opens the count up at nothing and one. Here's the next. Norby lifts it up the right field line, but this one will slice out of play. Touchdown on the berm in front of the lighthouse. It's nothing and two to start. RBI double for Norby back in the first inning. He stole third base with only one out, but was left there as the 0-2 pitch. Misses down and away, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. It was a 26-pitch second inning for Mojinski. Started with a double and a home run. The 1-2 misses wide, and the count goes even at two. And this is what he runs into a little bit. Previewed it at the start of the broadcast. Scouts have really identified his lack of a swing-and-miss pitch. The 2-2. Norby lines it foul, third base side. Sends a couple of fans diving out of the way on that hot shot at 105. But the count stays even at two balls and two strikes. As the next comes into Norby, way outside, bounces in. So from behind, nothing and two, Norby has run it full. This is what's led to a couple of Mojinski's short outings this year, especially his short outings against Bowie. Remember, he's not finished the fifth against the Bay Sox all year. The 3-2, Norby slaps it foul again right side. He's actually not even entered the fifth against Bowie all season. He's finished the fourth twice, never went to the fifth. And then the last time he faced Bowie, he finished the first and did not come out for the second. Another 3-2, and Norby punches it through the right gap into right field for a base hit. Late reaction by the first baseman, Malcolm Nunez. The ball was already past him when he started to move. It's a two-hit day for Connor Norby. And now here's Adam Hall. Well, since the start of the second half, when Connor Norby debuted, he has got the most hits in the Eastern League. I think that puts him up to 48. No, 49. In 43 games. Now here's Adam Hall. Massive gap on the right side of the infield. And the first pitch, he squares, pokes it perfectly up the third baseline. Barehanded by Triello, sent to first, and they're calling it a foul. It would have beaten out Hall, and it would have been a successful sacrifice, but the first base umpire and the home plate umpire were both waving it off. Maybe that's what made it so perfect of a roller up the third baseline. I suppose it must have clipped off of the end of Hall's foot and just taken that angle all the way up the line. So the count starts out at nothing and one. Here's the next, and Hall bounces it over towards second. A tough play picked up by Gonzalez. He'll tag the runner and toss it to first. It's in time. A four unassisted double play. Norby was not able to stop in time. Didn't realize the location of the ball until it was practically already in front of him in Gonzalez's glove. Hall hits into the four unassisted three double play. That's the sixth time he's hit into a two-for-one special this season. So leadoff batter eliminated, leadoff runner. And now here's Hudson Haskin, first pitch. Oh, that's a bit of a wide called strike, but not too egregious. As the count starts out at nothing and one, Haskin grounded out to third base back in the first inning. Wojcinski now an opportunity for his first scoreless frame of the day. Next pitch. Haskin watches well outside. That one easier. Ball and a strike now. But Wojcinski is up to 57 now at this point. As the 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Change up inside that Haskin was much too far ahead of. It's 1-2. Haskin just had an 0-for-5 day yesterday, and it was a bit tough considering the positions he was at in the game to try and drive in runners. As the 1-2 pitch is checked on down and away, he pulled back. It's two balls and two strikes. Haskin came up with runners at second and third in the third inning, lined out to center. Came up with two runners on in the fifth and flew out to center. As the 2-2 here, misses high to run at full. And then most importantly, Haskin came out with a tying run at third and a go-ahead run at second in the sixth and struck out swinging. 3-2 here, and Haskin watches low and away for ball four. He fell behind a ball and two strikes and was able to draw the walk, first of the day given up by Wojcinski. And it extends the inning after the double play for Cesar Prieto, who doubled his first time up. 3-1 Bowie here in the bottom of the third inning, trying to get back that third run. Jerry Triolo with a solo home run in the third. As the first pitch in, he squares. It's up the third baseline, but this one is foul. Now, I've not seen Prieto try it too much with two outs this season. I'd normally said that that was one of his rules. He'll really only bring out the bunt attempt when he's either the first batter or when he comes up to bat with a runner on first and fewer than two outs. But, again, Bowie has been getting a little bit more aggressive lately. But he definitely won't square on this one. The 0-1 pitch, and Prieto rips it to the right side for a base hit. Haskin had to play dodgeball with it at first, so he can only advance to second base. But it's another single for Prieto, a two-hit day to put Haskin in scoring position for Kobe Mayo. That's one of the key benefits to banning the shift in the minor leagues. Initially started in AA last year, brought to all of minor league baseball this year. It helps out with those left-handed batters. When there's a runner at first, the first baseman is holding on the runner. So the second baseman is, in essence, the only one on the right side of the infield. And that helped Prieto punch it through the gap. So now here's Mayo, two-run home run in the second inning. First pitch to him here is called a strike at the knees. Change up opens it up at nothing and one. Mayo's last multi-home run game was May 19th when he was with Aberdeen as the 0-1 offering. is called a strike on the lower inside corner. Changeup sets it to nothing and two. But a critical opportunity here for Kobe Mayo has Bowie refused to roll over here in this half inning after the quick double play. The 0-2 pitch. Mayo drills it. This one out toward left center field, but playable. Lolo Sanchez ranges down and makes the catch. Crack off the bat gave you a little more hope than the actual ball in play. But Mayo flies out and the inning is over. Bowie strands a pair on. As we go to the fourth, the Bay Sox lead 3-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Hey fans, don't forget, care is around the corner at Patient First. Urgent care that's open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. No appointment needed. Learn more at patientfirst.com. On to the top of the fourth inning here in Bowie as the Bay Sox hold on to a 3-1 lead. 4-5 and 6 in the Altoona lineup set to bat against Brendan Hanafy. Blake Sable leads it off. He nearly drove in a run with a single in the first inning. But when Nick Gonzalez tried to score all the way from first, he was thrown out. First pitch into Sable is lined out toward left center field, falling quickly. Hall running. He reaches out and makes the catch. You could tell he was thinking if he needed to dive, but fortunately it hung up just long enough that a full extension reach in front of his body was just enough. And a quick line out to center opens the fourth inning. That was the 50th pitch overall for Brendan Hanafy. And now here's Malcolm Nunez, a strikeout swinging back in the second. First pitch home to the right-hander, and it's called a strike. Changeup nicks the outside edge of the zone. It's nothing and one. Well, you can tell the changeup is coming out a little bit more here on the second trip through the order for Hanafy. The 0-1 pitch is popped up foul right side. Count quickly to nothing and two. And it's led to a little bit more of that weaker contact. I'm not sure if he used one against Triolo. He only threw two pitches against Triolo. The home run was on a 1-0 count. Well, we are seeing a little bit more of it here. As the 0-2 pitch, this is down and away. Slider sets it to a ball and two strikes. Well, Hanafy was just so happy. You can tell he's almost holding some of his emotions in as the 1-2 is bounced back to the mound. Hanafy pounces on it from the base, gloves and fires a tad low to first, but it's in time. Andrew Dashbach made sure to plant that foot firmly on the left side of first base as to not miss it. 1-3 put out, and there's two away. Because it can be hard, and he discussed what it's like at points to be away from your teammates, especially in season for what amounts to two consecutive years. Of course, that was the case for a lot of people in 2020, everyone that wasn't at the alternate site, as the first pitch to Leover Peguero is a fancy slider called for strike on the inside edge. It's nothing in one. But then all of 2021, and then to have that on the tail of 2020, that's what made it hurt a little bit more. As the next pitch is swung on and missed down, it's nothing and two. So you can tell he's just not necessarily closing himself off, but just being calm about it all. The 0-2, down and away, it's a ball and two strikes. he's just so happy to be back out there. And you can tell it's just that calm, content happiness of just someone who enjoys what they're doing and is just so glad to be back to doing it. Base is empty, two outs here in the top of the fourth as the 1-2 is just down. Changeup runs it even at 2 on Pagero. Bowie leads 3-1 here in the fourth. Two-run home run by Kobe Mayo, making it 3-0. As the 2-2 pitch is in there for strike three. Fastball, the first one of the inning, nicks the outside corner, and Hanafy spins a perfect fourth. We're on to the bottom of the frame here in Bowie. 3-1 Bay Sox. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Bottom of the fourth inning in Bowie, a 3-1 ball game. Bay Sox trying to end a five-game Altoona winning streak, and they're on the right track. As 8-9-1 will bat for Bowie against Carmen Mojinski. Cody Roberts leads it off. He grounded out to third base his first time up. First pitch in from the right-hander is bounced foul third base side. It's nothing and one. Nobody warming in the bullpen for Altoona, but there is a pitcher getting his body loose, just doing some squats. That's Brad Case. I think he'd been waiting for the bullpen catcher to get his gear on. As the 0-1 is popped up, right side, foul ground. This one headed out of play. It'll get out of play. It's off of the top step of the lower bowl of the concourse. It's nothing and 2-1 Roberts. After him, it'll be Andrew Dashbach and then Colton Kauser to bat. If any reach, Joey Ortiz. But yeah, now Case is tossing to the bullpen catcher, but just lofting a couple as we've got to wait for the right side of the defense to get back into place. Malcolm Nunez and Fabricio Macias had a long walk. The 0-2 inside, nearly clipped off of Roberts' tricep. A ball and two strikes now for Mojinski. But it makes sense to get someone up and moving as Mojinski is now about to throw his 70th pitch. On its way, curveball is floated out toward right field for a base hit. Just between the two infielders, Roberts takes a heavy round of first since no one is on the bag, but he'll hold it at just a single. That breaks him out of a three-game hitless skid, and that's now four consecutive innings that the Bay Sox have put the leadoff batter on base. That's what's made this Bowie offense such a continuous presence, a continuous threat to opposing pitching staffs. They're always able to work with runners on base and throw off the rhythm, the timing of opposing pitchers. Especially starters don't always get to work out of the windup. First pitch to Andrew Dashbach is fouled off. A bouncer into the opposing dugout, and the count opens up at nothing and one. Dashbach walked in a 3-1 count back in the second inning. It was the first of two walks for Carmen Mojinski so far. He walked Hudson Haskin back in the third. Runner at first, no one out, as Bowie leads by two. Pickoff throw to first. That one's on target, but just late. Cody Roberts was scampering back. Those legs were kicking up some dirt as if he was in an old Roadrunner cartoon. His lead looks to be a bit shorter now as the 0-1 pitch is called a strike at the knees. Changeup hits in. And it's no balls and two strikes on Andrew Dashbach. Outfield with a decent-sized gap in right center for the right-handed batter as the 0-2 pitch misses under the knees, and it sets it to a ball and two strikes. Dashbach hasn't had that bad of a spray chart this season. Pulls it a little more often. Really, just hitting it up the middle has been his worst trait, only about a quarter of the time. Another pickoff throw, but this one skips off of the glove and doesn't get too far. Only probably about 5 feet away from Malcolm Nunez as he wasn't able to fully grip the ball. Roberts was thinking about second for a minute, but when he realized that that ball wasn't going anywhere, he just stopped. We'll wait on another 1-2 pitch here to Andrew Dashbach. Mojinski holds, finally sends, and Dashbach swings and misses. High fastball, and he's down on strikes. Third overall for Carmen Mojinski today. And with one gone, it's back to the top of the lineup for Colton Cowser, already his third plate appearance. Cowser doubled to start the first inning. Came home to score on Connor Norby's double. He struck out swinging back in the second. First pitch, Cowser pulls back on a fastball inside. Nothing in one to start. I am interested at their concern of Cody Roberts at first base. A runner that hasn't even attempted a steal this season. The 1-0. Cowser watches inside. This one a little high. Two balls and no strikes. Bowie has been getting more aggressive with their stolen base attempts lately, but and that's with the usual suspects, not Cody Roberts. Here's the 2-0. Cowser watches outside, ball three. And not to say Cody Roberts isn't fast. But I think a catcher's work takes so much of a toll on their legs already, don't need to worry too much about their speed. The 3-0. Cowser had the green light and fouls it off. High fastball, skied out to the left side. Sets the count at three balls and a strike now. But now Case is seriously warming in the bullpen. He was just having a couple of light tosses here. But now he's throwing to the catcher as the 3-1 to Cowser is called a strike on the inside edge. I think Andy Rodriguez lost track of the count. He was about to try and throw it around the horn. But that sets it full. Cowser on full counts this season. Strikes out about 42% of the time. We've got a pickoff throw, but it's late. Roberts slides back in, and he takes his time getting back up. While Nunez was waiting to see if he'd step off the bag at all, the transfer before throwing back to first. Now we get a payoff pitch to Cowser. Here it is. Ripped foul, first base side on a couple of bounces. Still with that decent-sized gap on the right side of the infield, thanks to that runner at first. Let's see if Cowser can do something with it. Roberts takes off. The 3-2 is up and away for ball four. You know, sometimes I think a play like that might be a tad calculated. Because even though Roberts has never been a stolen base threat this season, Mojinski walks his third batter, and it's going to lead to the end of his day. The catcher and all of his movement to try and receive that ball, pull it up in a way to make a quick transfer, maybe that affects it a little bit. The pitch was definitely a ball, don't get me wrong, but you know, sometimes I feel like it might have some effect. Wonder if anyone has run the numbers on that before. But Mojinski is done after walking three batters. And with Bowie having runners at first and second and one out here in the fourth, Altoona will make a change. We'll tell you about Brad Case in a second. Bowie leads 3-1 in the fourth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Well, a big chance for Bowie here in the bottom of the fourth inning as they've chased the starting pitcher, Carmen Mojinski. Runners at first and second with only one out, following a single, a strikeout, and a walk. Mojinski leaves. His line not closed, but at the moment, he finished with 3 1/3 innings. He allowed 7 hits. So far, 3 runs all earned. It could jump up to 5. He struck out 3 batters, walked 3 batters, and allowed 1 home run. The 3 walks for Mojinski is his most in over 2 months. He walked 4 batters against New Hampshire on June 23rd. His season high was 5, also against New Hampshire, but back in April. As Brad Case takes over to face Joey Ortiz. Case, a 6'6", 235-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Winter Park, Florida. 17th-round draft selection in 2018 from Rollins College. On the season for Altoona, he's made 22 appearances, gone 1-2 with a 3.55 ERA. As Ortiz digs in on an 0-for-2 day. First and second, still only one out in the fourth. Bowie ahead by 2. First pitch to Ortiz is bounced back to the mound. Case pounces on it, but it's off of his wrist. He fires to first, and it just beats Ortiz. He was able to recover. The bounce off of his wrist didn't send the ball anywhere but straight down. You could practically see it as a sacrifice bunt, but of course it's a 1-3 putout, advancing both runners. And now Connor Norby will bat with 2 in scoring position. And now 2 outs. 50 2/3 innings for Case, 47 strikeouts, 17 walks. He's allowed 5 home runs. First pitch home. Misses up and away. That fastball looked like it probably could have gone for a strike. Seemed to nick the corner. Imagine Norby's height has to play into that in a best-case scenario. But it's 1-0 to start. A 2-for-2 day for Norby. RBI double and a single. As the 1-0 is bounced foul. Third base side, it's 1-1. Case is coming off of a long appearance against Harrisburg. I imagine he at least takes a couple of innings here. He tossed 2 1/3 in his only appearance against the Senators last week. Didn't give up anything. Just 1 hit. He did walk 3 batters, but struck out 2. As the tall righty sets. 1-1 to Norby. Way outside, and it gets back to the screen. It bounces back, but here comes Roberts, and he'll score. Wild pitch makes it 4-1 Bowie as they're back to a 3-run lead. Gouser moves to third base as the count goes to 2-1 on Norby. That run, of course, charged to Mojinski. Case has inherited 13 runners this season. 6 had scored coming into today. And now the 2-1 pitch. Norby bounces it up the third baseline, but foul. It was a slow bouncer, so Colton Kouser pretty much watched it the entire way and then just turned a little bit to his side while it bounced only about 6 inches in front of his chest. Sets the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes, however, as Bowie leads 4-1 here in the fourth. Runner at third and 2 outs. Case delivers, and Norby swings and misses on a high fastball. The inning is over, but Bowie gets another run across. A single, a walk, a ground out, and a wild pitch. Not the most efficient way to do it, but hey, it's a run. And as we go to the fifth, Bowie leads 4-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Moving on to the fifth inning here at Prince George's Stadium. A 4-1 buoy lead as they're trying to end Altoona's five-game winning streak and end their two-game losing streak at the same time. Brennan Hanavy will take the fifth, try to earn his second consecutive win. If he can finish out this frame, he'll be in line for it. He faces off against the bottom three in the Altoona lineup. First pitch to Andres Alvarez is bounced over toward the right side. Deep in the hole, a scoop by Connor Norby. And across the body, he throws to first. His momentum was carrying him pretty much toward the right field corner. But he was still able to fire it to Dashbach cleanly. Dashbach initially thought he could have a bite at the ball, but decided to go to first. Fortunately, Norby has the range to back that up every day. One pitch and one out as Fabricio Macias will step in. He popped out very softly to the mound his first time up. First pitch here is a slider called for strike. Hits on the inner half of the zone. It's nothing and one. As Bowie got there, one run back in the fourth inning on a wild pitch as the 0-1 pitch misses down and away, a ball and a strike. That closed the line on Carmen Mojinski as he finishes with 3 1/3, allowed 7 hits and 4 runs all earned, struck out 3 and walked 3. As the 1-1 from Hanafy is bounced foul, third base side, sets it to a ball and 2 strikes now on Macias. Lolo Sanchez in the on-deck circle for Altoona here in the fifth. Outfield playing pretty darn deep on Macias here, only 2 home runs though in 31 games. 1-2. Slider just missed under the knees. Set the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the 2-2. Fouled off again. Fastball down and inside. So just a piece on the handle there for Macias. As the count stays even. Bowie has been needing a good start lately, just a good outing backed up by good offense as the 2-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Fastball too far inside, and that's the fourth punch out for Hanafy. He's retired 6 in a row. And now here's Lolo Sanchez. Because yesterday, Chase McDermott didn't have the prettiest start, 4 1/3 with 6 earned. On Sunday, Garrett Stallings had a rare clunker with 8 runs in 4 2/3. As the first pitch to Sanchez, he squares. And did he get a piece on it? It bounces off the catcher's mitt. No, he pulled back, and it just hit the catcher's glove. It's 1-0 to start. Sanchez struck out looking his first time up. Justin Armbruster tossed well on Saturday as the next pitch misses inside to set it 2-0. But Bowie didn't get their offense going until late. They actually had to hold on just in time as the next pitch to Sanchez is called a strike. 2-1. As the Bay Sox do get a right-hander up and moving their bullpen. As the 2-1, though, is poked just over the mound. A slow roller in front of second, sent by Norby to first, and it's in time. Sanchez not happy. Threw his helmet down, frustrated in himself more than any call, and another perfect inning for Brennan Hanafy. He's in line for his second consecutive win. Halfway home here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie leads 4-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Bottom of the fifth inning here at Prince George's Stadium. Thank you so much for stopping by this evening. Matt Sabatis with you from Prince George's Stadium. Glad you're joining us as Bowie leads 4-1 over Altoona. 4, 5, and 6 in the Bowie lineup set to bat as Brad Case takes on his first full inning of relief. Retired two quick batters in the fourth, and the first pitch to Adam Hall is checked on. A slider down and away. He pulled off in time. It's 1-0 to start. Case did allow an inherited runner to score when he threw a wild pitch with a runner at third, but didn't allow any base runners of his own. Hall is 0-2 on the day, hit into a double play in the third inning. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Two plane fastball on the outside edge sets it even at 1. After Hall, it'll be Hudson Haskin and then Cesar Prieto set to bat. As Case leans in hard with ball in bare hand and glove resting on the thigh, brings them together and fires the 1-1. It misses up and away. Sets the count to 2-1 here on Hall. He's an imposing presence on the mound, isn't he? That 6-7 right-hander, the 2-1. High bouncer over toward third, picked on two hops at the chest by Jared Triolo, and a missile to first gets there. 5-3 put out. Three in a row retired by Case out of the bullpen here. Now here's Hudson. 0-1 day from Haskin. He walked in the third inning with two outs. After falling behind early, he ran it full, drew the free pass, got to second base, and was left stranded. First pitch home to him. Misses outside a fastball, and it's 1-0 to start. Bowie is still getting a right-hander up and moving in their bullpen, so Brendan Hanafy is most likely done. But another great start for Hanafy. Only 70 pitches over five innings of one-run ball. 1-0 pitch. Nice slider. Finds the zone for a called strike on Haskin. Moved pretty much from his shoulder right to the heart of the plate. A ball and a strike now. It's Nolan Hoffman warming in the bullpen for Bowie. As the 1-1 is bounced slowly to short. Charging in and scooping Peguero from the shoelaces, and he fires to first in time. 6-3 put out now as Bowie is grounded out to the left side of the infield twice this inning. And now here's Cesar Prieto on a 2-for-2 day. But I said this on our social media pregame a little bit earlier today, that Prieto slotting all the way down into sixth isn't something to do with the way he's been playing over the last couple of days. As the first pitch to him, he squares and bunts it foul in the air behind the screen. He's been trying to surprise them each time now, and the surprise has been coming up short. Prieto has missed on all three attempts here today. It's 0-1 to start. But no, Prieto coming down into the sixth slot is more to jolt the bottom half of the lineup to set something up for the top half. The 0-1, and he slaps it foul left side this time. It's nothing and two. And not even necessarily for the top half, to maybe just get the rest of the bottom half of the lineup cooking. And it's so far worked today. Prieto doubled in the second inning and scored on Gobi Mayo's two-run home run. He also had a single in the third. Bases empty, two away, the 0-2 pitch, and Prieto bounces it slowly to second, taken on two hops by Nick Gonzalez, and a toss to first ends the inning. Three groundouts for Bowie, and they're dispatched in order in the fifth. We're on to the sixth. The Bay Sox lead 4-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. On to the top of the sixth inning here at Prince George's Stadium as Bowie leads 4-1. As the Bay Sox will make a pitching change. Nolan Hoffman will dig in for Bowie in his first appearance since May. The side-arming right-hander, finally back with the Bay Sox, fires a first-pitch ball that pretty much looked like it nicked the outside corner of the zone. 1-0 to start on the leadoff batter for Altoona, Jared Triolo. 1-2 and 3 in the lineup as the next pitch is bounced over towards short. Charging hard on it and picking at the knee, Joey Ortiz. Good transfer and throw to first base. 6-3 putout opens the frame. Brennan Hanafy is done. Strong performance for him as he's up for a potential win. Five innings for Hanafy, three hits and only one run allowed. He struck out four batters and walked one. The only run came in on Jared Triolo's solo home run in the third. First pitch in to Nick Gonzalez, misses wide, a fastball, and it's 1-0 to start. Nolan Hoffman, 6'4", 190-pound right-hander, a Rule 5 draft selection. Back from Seattle this past December as the 1-0 pitch is fouled off. Third base side, it's 1-1. On the season with Bowie, he's made 12 appearances. He's gone 1-1 with a 3.86 ERA and 16 and a third innings. 15 strikeouts, 5 walks. Hoffman has not allowed a home run yet this year. But he missed a lot of time on the injured list as the 1-1 pitch is a breaking ball called for strike on the bottom edge. It's 1-2. This is his first appearance since May 28th when he spun a scoreless inning on the road in Erie. He missed 71 total games for Bowie over the span. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. Slider up and away, and it's Hoffman's first strikeout back from the IL. Fifth overall for Bay Sox pitching. And there's two away here in the sixth. Now here's Andy Rodriguez. Switch hitter batting lefty, and the first pitch to him just misses under the knees. Breaking ball starts it out at 1-0. Hoffman has been pretty split even against left-handers and right-handers this year. Strikeout-to-walk ratio relatively similar. As the 1-0 pitch misses outside, and the count goes to 2-0. He has struck out a little fewer on the left-handed side and walked one more on the left-handed side. But the batting average against lefties has been much lower. Here's the 2-0. That one hits the zone. Change up on the bottom edge sets it to two balls and a strike now. Rodriguez is 0-2 on the day. He lined out back to the mound back in the third inning. 2-1. Called a strike. Changeup hits the inner half, and it's 2-2. Pretty decent size gap up the middle, of course, as Hoffman holds set. 2-2 pitch. Misses down and away and sets it full. Bowie leading 4-1 here in the top of the sixth inning. The Bay Sox have an opportunity today with the way that the rest of the league is going to potentially move back into a tie for first place. 3-2 pitch. In there for strike three. Rodriguez watched a changeup. Waist high, right down the middle. Couldn't deal with that sidearm toss, and Hoffman strikes out two in a perfect sixth inning. His first back from the injured list. Bottom of the sixth coming up. Bowie leads 4-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Bottom of the sixth here in Bowie as the Bay Sox still cling to a 4-1 lead. Cling, probably not the best word. They're doing pretty fine. As it'll be 7-8 and 9 for the Bay Sox set to bat with Kobe Mayo leading off. One for 2 day for Mayo. Brad Case taking on a second inning of relief. But again, he's been conditioned for a couple of long relief roles this season, so understandable. Two-run home run for Mayo on a 1-for-2 day. First pitch in from Case. It is a fastball. Nicks the lower outside corner. Starts the count out at nothing and one. After Mayo, it'll be Roberts and then Dashbach set to bat. As they've got a decent shift on for Mayo, more so on the right side of the infield, opening up a decent gap as the 0-1 pitch is hammered up the third base line, headed to the corner, and it's just going to pull foul. That one was a missile at 108 miles an hour off the bat. It would have cleared the wall if it stayed fair at 318 feet, while the corner is 309 feet. But it's good to see Mayo making those barrels. Something that he'd been missing out on a little bit in his first few days back from his injured list stint with the back spasms. What might have led to it, can't say for certain. No real way for me to understand that, but now he's really starting to show a little more confidence at the plate. The timing was just the issue there. The 0-2 pitch, swinging a foul, hits over to the right side on a fastball, and the count stays. Because when Mayo gets that full confidence and that timing, well, then Bowie's offense, while already fantastic, could be nigh unstoppable. Another 0-2 inside. Mayo lays off of the change, and it's a ball and two strikes. Bowie gets another right-hander warming in their bullpen. I believe it's going to be the rehabbing Travis Lakins. As Case steps off the back of the rubber. And he's going to be charged with an automatic ball. So the count goes even at 2. Base is empty, still no one out here on this leadoff batter, but now Mayo back even on the count. Case delivers, and it's fouled off right side. Count stays. They had that big broadcast on MLB Network from a Charlotte Knights game, AAA of the White Sox. And they were showing a little bit of information on how the pitch clock had affected minor league baseball. And there were no discernible changes in terms of key and meaningful stats of offense or pitching. As the 2-2 is fouled off right side, count stays. Runs per game was on par with 2021, as were walks, strikeouts, hits. Stolen bases weren't really changed. But time of game had shrunk by about 30 minutes on average. The 2-2. Mayo lifts it high out toward right field, but this one slicing away near the corner, and it'll get out of play again. Another foul holds it even at 2 as Mayo is starting to run this plate appearance a little high. This next offering will be the 9th from Brad Case. Again, Altoona does really need him to finish this second inning, as they usually rely on him for 2. Another 2-2, and Mayo bounces it up the third baseline. A fair ball as it hugged the line the whole way. Headed into the corner, Mayo loses the helmet around first, and he'll cruise into second standing. Second double for Mayo this season. 5 of the 6 innings tonight, Bowie has gotten the leadoff batter on base. On a 9-pitch plate appearance, Mayo just smoked an up-and-in fastball, kicking up some chalk the entire way until it was past third base. That's where I was talking about the confidence as well as the patience for Kobe Mayo lately to get this, just this new approach. Here's Cody Roberts, first pitch. It's called a strike on a changeup high. It's nothing and one to start. Roberts is 1-for-2, singled and scored in the 4th inning. Here's the 0-1. Slap foul right side. Count to nothing at two. But yes, it is Lakin's warming in the bullpen for Bowie. On a major league rehab assignment for Baltimore following some right elbow inflammation. Expecting around a 35-pitch limit for him, so who knows? Maybe he could finish out the game, depending on how things play out for him in these final three innings. The 0-2 to Roberts. Swinging a line drive, left field, over the infielders for a base hit. Shallow left, Mayo rounds third, a play at the plate. The throw is not received well by the catcher. Mayo scores. It looked like it might have beat him, but Rodriguez was more concerned with Roberts. Roberts didn't go anywhere. It's an RBI single, and Bowie leads 5-1. That throw really looked like it was going to beat Mayo, and it just had me confused that Rodriguez was so interested in the other runner. I suppose it was a little bit too far in front of home plate. And Rodriguez wanted to make sure he didn't obstruct the baseline. That's the best way I can probably surmise it. Here's Andrew Dashbach. First pitch is fouled off. A piece hits off of home plate, and it's nothing and one to start. But Bowie has their largest lead of the evening at 4 runs now, as they look to maybe increase a little bit more with runners still at first and no one out. Case comes set. And the next offering is called a strike. Changeup hits the outside half of the zone. Set the count to nothing and two. It's an 0-for-1 day for Dashbach. Walked in the second inning, struck out swinging back in the fourth. Here's the next. Swing and a miss high for strike three. Rodriguez was thinking about throwing to first, but didn't let go of the ball. Dashbach is down on 3 pitches. Second strikeout for Brad Case. Fifth overall for Altoona pitching. So back to the top of the lineup for Colton Kauser. One for two day for Kauser. With the first pitch in from Case, it's under the knees, ball one. A double to lead off the first inning and a run scored in that frame. Strikeout swinging in the second. Kauser walked with one out in the fourth. Got to third base, but was left stranded. Pickoff throw to first. Not in time, and not much of a fluid motion from Brad Case. He's one of those pitchers that can let you know that the throw is coming when you're watching his legs and not even his arm. But again, they're so focused on Roberts, who has not attempted to steal this season. Here's the 1-0. Fastball just above the letters. 2 balls and no strikes on Kauser. So Lakins has really had to slow up his warm-up in the Bowie bullpen as the Bay Sox have just kind of stretched out this inning. Not to help that Brad Case does use a lot of time on that pitch clock between offerings. The 2-0 is cracked up the middle and past the diving glove of Nick Gonzalez into center field. Roberts will stop at second base, but it's a single for Kauser. Another two-hit day for the left-handed batter. And the Bay Sox have them at first and second with only one out. 15th multi-hit game for Colton Kauser this season. And now here's Joey Ortiz with first and second, still one gone. Over 3 day for Ortiz. He's due. First pitch. Called a strike in the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one. Ortiz has flown out twice. Once to left field in the first, then to right field in the second. He grounded out softly to the pitcher back in the fourth. Here's the next, and Ortiz bounces it slowly to short. Picked by Peguero. He tries to go to second and throws it into right field. Roberts will score. Kauser goes to third base, and Bowie leads 6-1. An E6 straight up on Peguero from the fielder's choice. as he was really trying to lead Gonzalez in on the double play. I don't think Gonzalez was in the right spot for it. So no RBI on that one for Ortiz, but he does reach on the choice. And now with a 5-run lead, here comes Connor Norby. Norby 2-for-3 with an RBI double in the first. First pitch here is muscled out toward right center field, falling quickly but scooped on a low grab by Lolo Sanchez. Runner at third will tag. Couser scores on the sacrifice fly, and it's 7-1 Bowie. 6-run lead for the Bay Sox. Gets a right-hander tossing in the bullpen for Altoona as there's now two outs with a runner still at first base. Good run down by Lolo Sanchez in center to make sure that didn't get any worse. Ortiz would have easily been at third base after that play. So now here's Adam Hall. First pitch home, and he swings and misses. Change up outside, it's nothing and one. So now after Ortiz has gotten on, Hall is the last Bowie batter that has not been on base today. 0-for-3 with a pair of groundouts and a strikeout. 0-1 pitch. Hall gets brushed off inside a fastball. 1-1. Lakin still tossing in the Bowie bullpen. Who is that Altoona has going? It looks to be Austin Roberts. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and inside. Sets it to 1-2 now. Now Roberts, I don't think we've seen much of him here from Bowie's perspective. But as the Bay Sox lead 7-1, he'll take on all comers right now. The 1-2, and Hall just pulls back in time. More so backs off from a slider inside, sets the count even at 2-2. As Ortiz leads briefly at first, again that big lead and that big open gap on the right side of the infield. 2-2, and Hall takes a half swing and a high fastball, trying to protect his chin. Home plate umpire rings him up on it, though, as Hall went around. Third strikeout for Brad Case ends the inning, but not before Bowie plates three. RBI by Connor Norby and Cody Roberts, and an error to bring across another. As we move to the seventh, Bowie leads by 6. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. We're on to the seventh inning here at Prince George's Stadium as Bowie has rebuilt their lead and added on to it. 7-1 Bay Sox as they've got a good chance to knock off Altoona's five-game winning streak. Bowie makes a pitching change. Nolan Hoffman, in his first appearance back since May following an injured list stint, spun a perfect sixth inning. He struck out a pair of batters. That was it. Sidearm hurler had no issue. As the Bay Sox bring in a rehabbing big leaguer, Travis Lakins will take over on a major league rehab assignment from Baltimore following some right elbow inflammation that had him sidelined since early May. He'll take on 4-5 and 6 in the Altoona lineup, starting with Blake Sable. First pitch to the left-hander, Sable is down and inside, misses for ball one. It's 1-0. Lakins, a 6'1", 220-pound, 27-year-old right-hander. He's from Middletown, Ohio, lives in Jupiter, Florida. He's familiar with this league, a former Red Sox farmhand, as the 1-0 pitch misses outside. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. He was claimed off of waivers from the Chicago Cubs back in 2020, and he's been with the Orioles since. As Sable is 1-for-2 on the day, single in the first inning, the 2-0. Is fouled off the other way, and the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. This season with Baltimore, he appeared in 6 games, tossed 10 and one-thirds innings, allowed 11 runs and 14 hits, including 3 homers, walked 6, and struck out 8. As the 2-1 pitch to Sable is lined foul again left side, count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. He spent more time with Baltimore as a major leaguer than he ever did with Boston. Best season came in that 2020 campaign, 22 appearances and a 2.81 ERA. As the 2-2 pitch is popped foul behind home plate, just under the reach of the opposing broadcast booth. John Moses is probably going to be living with that devastating fact for the rest of his life. Just need some longer arms there, Moses. Get some longer arms, Moses. Count stays even at 2 on Blake Sable. Lakin steps back, kicks high, fires the 2-2, and it misses. Down and away to run it full. He'll kick some dirt off of the rubber and try again. 3-2. Fouled off again to the screen. An early battle here. That was the 7th pitch. Lakins does have a handful of offerings in his arsenal. Four-seam fastball, then a cutter that he's been using a little bit less. As another payoff to Sable, misses down, and a leadoff walk. So that's how Lakin starts his relief appearance. Second walk overall by Bay Sox pitching today.
First baseman, Malcolm Nunez.
Here's Malcolm Nunez. First pitch into the right-hander, and it misses down and away a fastball, 1-0 to start. Oh for 2 day for Nunez as Bowie leads 7-1. The 1-0 is swung on and missed high. Fastball at 92, sets the count even at a ball and a strike. Along with the cutter, Lakins also has a changeup, a curveball, and a sinker that he added last season. The 1-1. Inside, fastball nearly got some of the jersey on Nunez. Sets the count to 2 balls and a strike. But Altoona still has a right-hander throwing in their bullpen, so Brad Case is probably done. Looks like Austin Roberts will take the next half inning. The 2-1. Grounded to third. Prieto waits back, picks it in fair territory, goes to second. They try for the second at first, but it's late. They do get Sable at second base. Connor Norby was able to just get there in time, and the throw beat out Sable's slide, a 5-4 fielder's choice.
Shortstop, Gilbert Garrett.
Those are some of the hardest double plays to turn, especially when the ball put in play is only 49 miles an hour. That takes away even more of the issue. Fielder has to receive it and pretty much has no more burn time. They've got to get it over there instantly. Here's Leover Peguero. First pitch is a ball. Misses outside, and all three batters have started out with a 1-0 count against Lakens. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Maybe a piece into the mid of the catcher, but Peguero still didn't get good contact, and it's 1-1. Lakens last tossed for Baltimore back on May 11th when the Orioles were on the road in St. Louis. 1-1 is cracked into the air, shallow. Out toward the second baseman, Connor Norby, and he makes the catch. That one got about 100 feet up, but really didn't get anywhere. Two gone. Yeah, Lakin sauced two innings, gave up two runs with two walks and two strikeouts. There's just twos everywhere on this. On two hits. And now here's Andres Alvarez. Yeah, he only made two appearances in May. And then hit the injured list with the elbow inflammation. And on the 60-day, first pitch to Alvarez, misses down and away, 1-0. And again, he's around a 35-ish pitch limit today. He's already at 16, so perhaps a second inning. Can't imagine more after that as the 1-0 pitch misses inside. Two balls and no strikes. And then maybe Bowie can go to one final arm for the ninth inning. Plenty of options there, especially with a 7-1 lead for the Bay Sox. Don't need too much. The 2-0, up and in, three balls and no strikes. And at the moment, hasn't been the strongest attack of the strike zone for Lakens. 18 pitches, only eight of them have found the strike zone. And two of those eight were put into play. The 3-0, called a strike. Fastball skims the lower outside corner. It's 3-1 now. Runner at first, two away in the seventh. The 3-1 to Alvarez. Fouled off right side. Too far underneath the fastball, and that's set about belly high. Runs the count full on Alvarez, so Nunez at first base will get a jump. Dashbach will still hold him on first base. As Lakin sets, holds behind the right ear. Looks down to his front foot and fires. The 3-2 is fouled off right side. Now, if this plate appearance goes relatively long, maybe Lakens doesn't even go out for the eighth inning. Because, again, he's around a 35-pitch limit, but that's not a hard cap. And if he was around, say, 33, they definitely wouldn't send him out again. But just how low is that threshold is the question. Runner goes, 3-2 is checked on, and it's outside for ball four. The inning continues as Lakens walks a batter with two outs. That's his second walk this inning, third overall for Bay Sox pitching. And now Fabricio Macias. Now, fortunate that Bowie didn't really lay off of their offensive run from yesterday as the first pitch to Fabricio Macias misses outside. All five batters that Lakens has seen now have had a first pitch ball. No one is biting on that fastball, especially when it tails too far away. 1-0. That goes for a strike. Sinker hit the top half, and it's 1-1. Lakens has had a little bit of issue with that right elbow. He missed a portion of 2021 with strains on it as the 1-1 is belted out to left field. This one trouble. Haskin running back. And there it goes. Three-run home run for Fabricio Macias. And Altoona is within three. It's 7-4. Well, just like yesterday, the walks torched Bowie's opportunities. Fortunately for them, the offense has provided cushion today. But Bowie walked eight batters yesterday, and four of them came across to score. Again, third home run of the season for Macias. 100 miles an hour and 380 feet away from home plate. He's up to 21 RBI, and now it empties the bases for Lolo Sanchez. First pitch, and he watches it down and in. Make that all six batters for Lakens. 0 for 2 day from Sanchez. Grounded out to second his last time up. The 1-0 is bounced to short. Picked on the skipper by Joey Ortiz and sent to first base in time. Three-run home run does a little bit of damage for Altoona, but as we stretch, Bowie still has a three-run lead. It's 7-4. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Fans, don't forget about the Touch a Truck event coming to Prince George's Stadium later this week. It's on Saturday the 27th as the Bay Sox continue this homestand. A 6:35 first pitch with dozens of construction vehicles, work trucks, emergency vehicles from police and fire departments. They're just all going to be out at the Bay Sox parking lot for you to see, interact with, and learn about. From 4:30 to 6:30, so be sure to get out for that on Saturday the 27th. It's all presented by Miss Utility. As we move to the bottom of the seventh here at Prince George's Stadium, Bowie leads 7-4. They did have a 7-1 edge just a half inning ago, so now they're trying to rebuild that lead. As Hudson Haskins steps in, a new pitcher takes over for Altoona, Austin Roberts. First pitch, and Haskins watches fastball miss up and away. 1-0 to start. After Haskins, it's Cesar Pareto and then Kobe Mayo to bat. Brad Case is done. Long relief for him. 2 2/3 innings. Allowed 3 hits and 3 runs, but only 1 earned. 1-0. Haskins swings and misses on a high fastball. It's 1-1. Case struck out 3 batters. Didn't walk anyone. As Roberts takes over. 6 foot, 205 pound, 24-year-old right-hander from West Sacramento, California. He fires the next to Haskins, and it's called a strike. Borderline on a 97-mile-an-hour fastball outside edge of the plate to run it to 1-2. Roberts was an eighth-round draft selection in 2019 from Sacramento State. He sends the 1-2 to Haskins, and it's down and away. Haskins followed it all the way through, but held off as it sets the count even at 2. Roberts, 29 appearances this season. 3-1 record, a 5.45 ERA in 36 and a third innings. 40 strikeouts, 17 walks. He's allowed 8 home runs. That's the second most out of the Altoona bullpen this year. Here's the 2-2. Haskins gets plunked. That one wasn't even borderline. That was ticketed right to his waist. 95-mile-an-hour fastball, so not the highest of heat from Austin Roberts, but even while Hudson Haskins is a magnet, that one really looked like it was right on him. That's the 20th hit by pitch that Haskin has dealt this season, well, been dealt with, matching his 20 from 2021. So Bowie gets another leadoff batter on base. Obviously, this one a little more painful than the others, but of the seven innings now, they've done it in six of them. Here's Cesar Prieto to bat. Left-hander is 2-for-3 on the day, and the first pitch is checked on, up and away. An appeal to the base umpire says he held off. It's 1-0 to start. Roberts was on Altoona's opening day roster, and he made one appearance in the Harrisburg series, tossed a scoreless inning with a hit and two walks. The 1-0. Misses down and inside. Count goes to 2-0. So he's definitely working with at least one runner in scoring position in that one, but was able to dance around it. Third base plays in as the 2-0 misses outside, and it's 3-0. But I've said it all right already today, as Andy Rodriguez heads out for a chat with his battery mate. Prieto can be relatively predictable with his bunt attempts. While third base still plays in the entire time, Prieto, while he squared to bunt in each of his last three plate appearances, he did it on the first pitch, missed the opportunity on both, on all three of them. I think he fouled off two. And after the first pitch, he didn't try again. That's how Prieto has been all season. Does it once, and if it doesn't succeed, then he just goes back to swinging away. Runner at first, no one out here in the bottom of the seventh. Bowie leads 7-4. Next pitch. 3-0 is called a strike, just at the letters for Prieto. Set it to 3-1 here. Roberts sends, and Prieto takes a half swing on a pitch that bounces in front of the catcher. Haskin will take second base. The ball went sky high, pretty much at least 7-8 feet in the air after hitting off of, I believe, the shin guard of Rodriguez, and it'll be ruled a wild pitch while Prieto was called for swinging through it. Sets the count full, but Haskin moves to second base on the wild pitch. So now an opportunity with a runner in scoring position. They set up for down and in, the 3-2. Swung on and missed in the dirt for strike three. Rodriguez pounced on it. Prieto wasn't concerned about going to first base. Even if he did, he would have been out. First strikeout for Austin Roberts today. Seventh overall for Altoona pitching. And now Kobe Mayo to bat. Mayo a 2-for-3 day. Pair of extra base hits, a two-run home run in the second, a double and a run scored in the sixth. He flew out to center field in the third, first pitch. Called a strike on the top half of the zone. It's nothing and one. Runner at second, one away here in the bottom of the seventh inning. As Bowie is starting to get some action in their bullpen. The 0-1 bounces in. A little bit outside as well to Mayo, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Again, it was a very lengthy inning of relief for Travis Lakin, so it's understandable that Bowie gets someone up in response to that. Jensen Elliott will probably take the eighth. Could take the ninth as well. All depends. Bowie would just like to give a little bit more cushion as well. Here's the 1-1, and Mayo watches high a fastball. Set the count to 2-0 now. But again, a 6-run lead is not insurmountable by any means. Bowie has blown 6-run leads this season. They've overcome 6-run leads this season. So you want to make sure you can rebuild it. The 2-1, and Mayo cracks it on a bounce to third, backhanded by Jared Triolo. He has to throw a long way across the diamond, and he gets it there. Haskin will advance to third base, a productive out for Mayo. 5-3, and there's two gone. Great play by Triolo. deep enough in the hole while having to backhand it. You've got to make that transfer and turn your body into the throw pretty much in the same motion. So now with a runner at third, here's Cody Roberts, who's 2 for 3. He's got a pair of singles, 2 runs scored, as well as a run driven in. As Roberts looks to dance around that leadoff runner on base. First pitch in. It's called a strike on the inside edge. No, as a matter of fact, Haskin retreated back to second base. I didn't even catch that. I thought I saw him going to third the entire time. So Haskin's still at second. Not sure where I saw that. My mind just must have assumed. So it's 0-1 on Roberts. And he lost the next pitch foul right side. Nothing in two already. And again, Pui still ahead 7-4. And they've out hit Altoona 10-4 as well. The next pitch, and Roberts swings and misses on a ball in the dirt. So Bowie does get another leadoff batter on base, but they strand Haskin at second base this time. 2 strikeouts for Roberts in the seventh. We move to the eighth. Bowie still leads 7-4. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Moving on to the eighth inning here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie leading 7-4. They make another pitching change. Pulling out their third reliever today as Jensen Elliott takes over. He'll face with the top of the Altoona lineup. Jared Triello will open it up on a 2-for-3 day. Travis Lakins is done. His first appearance on a Major League rehab assignment from Baltimore. Featured just one inning and allowed 3 runs as the first pitch to Triello might be another one. Line drive smacked out toward left center field, and it's just over the outstretched hand of Adam Hall. Bounces off the base of the wall. Triello will go to second. He's thinking third. The throw comes in, and it won't get there. Triello slides in, but he didn't need to. A leadoff triple. He's a double shy of the cycle here in the top of the eighth inning. That's his fifth triple this year. And Altoona, they're starting to run a little bit. Bowie needs to be careful. Lakins fired one inning, gave up just one hit but 3 runs. He didn't strike out a batter and walked a pair before giving up the 3-run blast to Fabricio Macias. First pitch to Nick Gonzalez is swung on and missed. Slider outside opens the count up at nothing and one. But now Jensen Elliott is taking over, and he's already having to deal with a runner at third and no one out. Elliott, a 6'6", 231-pound right-hander, fires the 0-1, and it should probably have gone for a strike. That fastball is pretty much on the zone on the upper outside corner, but it runs the count even at one. Here's the next. Down and away. That one a clear ball. 2-1. Elliott, a 19th round draft selection in 2019 from Oklahoma State. On the season with Bowie, 25 appearances. 6-2 record. Leads the team in wins with a 4.10 ERA. The 2-1. Called a strike. Fastball hits the lower outside corner. It's 2-2. Elliott has been a contact pitcher. 41 2/3 innings, only 25 strikeouts against 13 walks. He's allowed 4 home runs. The 2-2 pitch. Fouled off back to the screen. Count stays. This is a potential save opportunity if Elliott records the final 6 outs. And in save opportunities, he's only converted 2 of 5. Fortunately for Bowie, still not in a tying run scenario just yet as the 2-2 is called strike 3. Slider hits the lower outside corner on Gonzalez, and Elliott picks up his first punch out. Seventh overall for Bay Sox pitching, and now here's the switch hitter, Andy Rodriguez. First pitch to Rodriguez, and he rips it to the right side for a base hit. Somerset gets a run. It's 7-5. And a hard shift on for him as he batted lefty. And where the second baseman normally would have played is right where he hit it. Rodriguez extends his hit streak to 11 consecutive games with his 11th RBI. As Jensen Elliott has a pretty lengthy scoreless streak immediately closed after just one out here in the eighth inning. He was riding on 5 consecutive appearances. And now here's Blake Sable, a potential tying run for Altoona. First pitch into him. This is wide, and the count starts out at 1-0. Elliott made 2 appearances in the Somerset series. And while working around tons of contact, he still pitched scoreless. 3 innings, allowed 4 hits, with 2 strikeouts and 2 walks. The 1-0, swing and a miss, breaking ball down. And it's 1-1 on Sable, who's 1-for-2 on the day. Singled in the first, walked in the fifth. Bowie still leading now, but only by 2. They led 7-1 when this game entered the seventh inning. Here's the 1-1. On the outside edge of the zone for a called strike. A ball and 2 strikes now. We has run into a couple of these problems lately. You can tell the length of the season is starting to take its toll. As the 1-2 pitch is inside, and it looks like it hit Sable's hand. No, it looks to be it hit the knob of his bat. At least that's what the home plate umpire is saying. Sable had recoiled as if it hit his hand. The home plate umpire is not granting him first base, and now here comes Altoona's manager, just slowly walking down from third base to talk about it. And it seemed to be that he was calling that a foul tip. Well, they are going to chat. There's not too much animation in this discussion. It's just, I suppose, a little bit of clarification while Kyron Mattson isn't, of course, happy about the call. He looks frustrated, but just not angry in any capacity. That would be an important base runner, though, for Altoona, so I would understand maybe even getting a bit frustrated, but this never seems like the kind of call to get too upset about. So Bowie leads 7-5. We can take on a quick cruise around the rest of the Eastern League. Conversation is over, and the count will stay at a ball and 2 strikes. Somerset leads New Hampshire 3-2 after they fell behind 2-1. They're in the bottom of the seventh. Binghamton has that same lead over Reading 3-2 in the eighth. Richmond trailing Akron 4-2, also in the eighth. And Hartford lost to Portland, a shutout, 8-0 over at Hadlick Field. Elliott with new life. The 1-2 is popped foul left side out of play. Count stays. You don't want to lose him now after getting a big chance to kind of reset on the plate appearance. Not necessarily even reset, but go after him again while you're still ahead in the count. Runner at first, one away. Another 1-2 pitch. This is outside. Sets the count even at 2. One game to a final as well in the Eastern League. Harrisburg knocks off Erie today, 9-5. The good old Dolly Parton score. The 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. It gets by. Roberts chases it down, and he can't go anywhere with it. Sable reaches on the strikeout wild pitch. They'll roll it a passed ball, as a matter of fact, on Roberts, his eighth this season. So what should have been the second out of the inning instead puts the tying run on base for Altoona. And that's going to lead to a mound visit from Kyle Moore. Pitching coach Josh Conaway has been ejected, so Moore is going to be making both mound visits for just the quick chats and the pitching changes. And they'll have a brief chat about it right now. But yeah, Erie did not get a good start from a young pitcher making his Double-A debut. Brant Herter came on for his debut and opened all right, allowed two runs in his first three innings, and then something went wrong in the fourth inning. He allowed seven runs. Eventually had to exit with a trainer from what we've been told, and Harrisburg went on to win 9-5. So if Bowie can hold on to this lead, while it is looking to become a difficult task, if they can hold on to this lead, they'll move back into a tie for first place. Now here's Malcolm Nunez. Nunez 0-for-3 on the day, but he scored after reaching on a force out in the seventh inning. First pitch. Nunez watches the slider miss outside, and it's 1-0 to start. First and second, still with only one out. Jared Triolo led off with a triple and scored on Indy Rodriguez's RBI single. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, same slider. Still too far down and away, but it runs the count even at one. Rodriguez now at second, Sable at first after reaching on the strikeout and passed ball. Here's the next. Down and in. And it sets the count to 2-1. Here's the 2-1. And it misses down, bounces away. Roberts didn't realize the runner's going to advance. So Rodriguez advancing on a passed ball and now a wild pitch. But again, since Sable struck out with a runner at first, he couldn't advance. The 3-1 is called a strike on the inside edge. It runs the count full. That was my mistake when originally came through. I forgot. The drop third strike rule doesn't come to effect if first base is occupied and there's fewer than two outs, which there were. The 3-2. Bounced foul, third base side. Some bodies flying out of the way in the Altoona dugout. And the count stays full. So, yes, Sable's strikeout was just a regular strikeout. The passed ball, of course, didn't help in advancing Rodriguez to second base. But since first base was occupied, Sable was not allowed to go to first base. He did run, but he didn't have to. The 3-2. Lifted in the air to shallow left field. Hanging up long enough for Hudson Haskin to run down, but Joey Ortiz will back out and make the catch. A little bit of trouble for Jensen Elliott, but he's able to navigate through most of it. A leadoff triple leads to a run, and as we go to the bottom of the eighth, Bowie leads 7-5. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. On to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Prince George's Stadium. Gives us a chance to tell you about our good friends over at Pest Now. They're a proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. They provide pest control services for Prince George's Stadium. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, from general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all their pest control services, call Pest Now, 301-231-8300, or call or visit pestnow.com. Andrew Dashbach will lead off as we move to the bottom of the eighth, and the first pitch is a swing and a miss. It's nothing and one to start. Austin Roberts continues on the mound for his second inning of relief. Here's the 0-1. Dashbach watches it sail to the screen. It's an 0-for-2 day for Dashbach. He walked in the second inning, struck out twice. And after him, it'll be Colton Kowser and Joey Ortiz to bat. Bowie has gotten the leadoff batter on base in six of their seven innings today. Dashbach will try to carry that trend as the pitcher steps off the back of the rubber. Of the six that have reached safely, four of them have scored. That has been so critical for Bowie tonight to have them hold on to this 7-5 edge. As the Bay Sox have a right-hander warming in their bullpen, Hector Perez will come on for a save situation. The 2-1 inside. Dashbach did flick the wrists a little bit, but the barrel didn't go too far. Count to two balls and a strike now. After Dashbach, Colton Kowser, and then Joey Ortiz to bat. Just a piece. Fouled off in on the handle and back to the screen as the count runs even. Looked to be there was an automatic ball mixed in there. Missed that one. So the count full. Sometimes you look down, you miss it a little bit. Well, that's the benefit of the pitch clock, I suppose. Here's the payoff. Swing and a miss for strike three. Third strikeout for Austin Roberts. Ninth overall for Altoona pitching. And now back to the top of the lineup for Colton Kowser. He's riding another pretty decent day. Two for three day for Kowser. A walk, a double, two runs scored. First pitch. And he watches up and away a changeup. It's 1-0 to start. Kowser has seen all three pitchers now. He's reached safely against the first two. As Roberts holds set and fires the 1-0. Up. Not too far in, but Kowser still brushed himself off as it sets the count to two balls and no strikes. Bowie leading 7-5 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. They're just going to need three quick outs in the top of the ninth from Hector Perez to wrap up a win. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. 95-mile-an-hour fastball just up and away. Sets the count to 2-1. Again, a decent shift on the right side of the infield against Kowser. And he's been working through that today. A single up the middle, a double to right. The 2-1. That's an easy called strike. Change up. It's the middle of the plate to even the count at two. On what's been a calm, a pretty windless, now dark night here at Prince George's Stadium. Hadn't had too many clouds today. Some nice warm sun earlier, but it's just been a good day overall. 2-2 is poked slowly to third, rolling weakly on the grass, and there's no play. Jared Triolo tried to barehand it, and he could not. An infield single, a swinging punt for Colton Kowser, his third hit of the day. So while the leadoff batter did not get on base, the second batter did. And now Joey Ortiz will bat with runner at first and one gone. Ortiz is at a rare 0-for-4 day. He reached safely on a fielder's choice back in the sixth inning. But prior to that, he grounded out to the mound in the fourth and flew out twice. Righty on righty in the first pitch. Ortiz watches a called strike. Fastball pretty much right down Broadway, and it's nothing and one. Bowie leading 7-5, so nowhere near out of the woods. Cushion would help. Maybe even a chance to take the save situation away from Hector Perez as we get a pickoff throw over to first base, but it came a little bit too early. Colton Kowser hadn't fully taken his lead yet. He quickly turned heel and slid back in safely. Here's the 0-1. Ortiz swings through a breaking ball down. Nothing in two already. But with only one out, I could see Kowser trying for something. Again, it doesn't help that it's a right-hander in the box. But while Ortiz is behind nothing in two, this could be the chance because maybe you get a breaking ball down and away. Kowser stays put. The 0-2 just misses outside as Ortiz was thinking about it. Fastball at 96 sets it to a ball and two strikes now. So I suppose a good thing that Kowser didn't take off. See, that's why I'm not a coach. Robert sets quickly at the chin and fires. Swing and a miss. Ortiz is down on strikes. Chases a low changeup on 1-2. Already four strikeouts for Austin Roberts. And now here comes Connor Norby. Two for 3 day for Norby. He's driven in a pair of runs. RBI double in the first. Single in the third. Struck out in the fourth. And a sacrifice fly back in the sixth. First pitch to him here. Is swung on and missed up and away. Catcher thought about first base but didn't throw it. Nothing in one to start. They're thinking about Kowser. They can't take their eyes off of him. The 0-1 to Norby is lifted out towards shallow left center. Sanchez is running down from center. He's got a read. Spins around on it a little bit, dancing those feet, and finally makes the catch. So Bowie gets a one-out single but strands him at first. As we go to the top of the ninth, Hector Perez will come on and needs three outs while holding a two-run lead. Bowie leads 7-5. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. We move on to the ninth inning here at Prince George's Stadium as Bowie looks to wrap up their first win since last week and break Altoona's five-game winning streak at the same time. Matt Sabatis with you from the ballpark. And Bowie, thanks so much for stopping by this evening. As the Bay Sox lead 7-5, they'll make a pitching change. Hector Perez will come on for a save situation. The right-hander will face off against Leover Peguero, Andres Alvarez, and Fabricio Macias, 6-7 and 8 in the Altoona lineup. Jensen Elliott is done. One inning for him. He gave up two hits and a run. Struck out two batters. Hector Perez, a 6'3", 223-pound right-hander. Minor league free agent signed by Baltimore earlier this year. On the season for Bowie, six appearances, an 0-1 record with a 4.70 ERA. First pitch in, and Peguero bounces it up the third baseline. Bare-handed, and it's off Prieto's fingertips. That'll be a base hit. With how slowly it was hit, Peguero reaches to open the inning. And out of the gate, Altoona is playing with a game-tying run. Peguero's got hits in two of his last three games now for the curve, and Andres Alvarez will bat on an 0-for-2 day. Perez has 7 2/3 innings under his belt with Bowie this season. 12 strikeouts. He's walked only three. He has allowed two home runs, however, and his only save situation was a blown save. He came in with a 2-1 lead over Akron about 2 weeks ago. As the first pitch to Andres Alvarez is called a strike in the lower outside corner, it's nothing and one. Came on with a 2-1 lead over Akron in the bottom of the ninth inning about 2 weeks ago and did not collect an out. Hit a batter, walked two batters, and then gave up a walk-off 2-RBI single, the 0-1. Moves down and in and gets past Roberts, runner to second base. Wild pitch, as Bowie has been allowing these base runners to advance a ton in just these last two innings. There's a wild pitch and a pass ball in the eighth inning. And now a wild pitch here in the ninth. Fortunately, in the eighth, that runner didn't score. Moving from first to third on the free passes. But that run still wouldn't be too nice if it came across. 1-1 here on Alvarez. Is 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Next pitch, called a strike. 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Nicks the outside corner. It's 1-1. Perez made two appearances in the Somerset series. He gave up a solo home run in his last outing. That was on Sunday, part of the four home run day for Somerset. He gave it up to Anthony Volpe. The 1-2, fouled off. Fastball way inside. Keeps the count at a ball and two strikes. Prior to that, though, Perez spun two scoreless innings against the Patriots. He gave up just one hit and one walk while striking out three. Also worked a double play in that mix. Double play not really in the equation right now with a runner at second and no one out. Time called behind home plate as we wait on the next pitch to Alvarez. 7-5 Bowie. They've been in command all game, but their lead was as high as 6 runs at one point. The 1-2 pitch. Bounced foul, third base side. Count stays. Bowie led 1-0 after the first. An RBI double by Connor Norby. 3-0 after the second. Thanks to a 2-run home run by Kobe Mayo. And he got it as high as 7-1 when the game entered the seventh inning. But it's 7-5 now. As Perez sets. First base side of the rubber at the chest. The 1-2 and a pitch clock violation. As Perez was delivering, he sent the pitch home, but the home plate umpire had called him on it as he had come set but not started his delivery. So it runs the count even at 2. That pitch looked like it would have missed low anyway. Whether or not Alvarez would have swung at it is the other question. I can't really tell you. Now the 2-2. Bounced over deep in the hole. It's short. Picked by Joey Ortiz. He goes to third for the lead runner, and they tag him. Cesar Prieto lays it down perfectly. A beautifully executed 6-5 choice, and Peguero is out. That is the high IQ kind of play that you see on the regular from this left side of the Bowie infield. Alvarez still reaches, of course, but now he's just at first base, the only runner aboard. And with one out, here's Fabricio Macias. First pitch is fouled off right side. It's nothing and one to open. Double play is back on the table, and this time it could end the game. Macias had the 3-run home run off of Travis Lakins in the seventh inning. Really brought this game within reach for Altoona, as he represents a tying run here. The 0-1 pitch. Fouled off again right side, suddenly nothing in two. Altoona, seeing that they still have an opportunity, gets a right-hander moving. Colin Selby is throwing in the bullpen for the curve if this game does reach a bottom of the ninth inning. Runner at first, one away. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. It hit off of the glove of the catcher and sneaks away. The runner advances to second base. A passed ball on Roberts, his second today, pushes Alvarez to second, but Macias is out.
Center fielder, Lobo Sanchez.
First strikeout for Perez, ninth overall for Bay Sox batting, or Bay Sox pitching, rather. And now here's Lolo Sanchez as Altoona's last chance. Runner at second, now two away, and Altoona will make a change. Aaron Shackelford, left-hander, will step in. Pinch hitter is hitting .248 this season. 23 home runs to lead the team. 67 runs batted in. First pitch in, and Shackelford fouls it off of home plate. Nothing in one to start. This is Shackelford's third pinch hit opportunity of the season. He's 1-for-2 on the year. That's it. Hasn't driven anyone in. And he's had a tough time against right-handers this year, only hitting .233 against them. So they've got a shift on for the left-hander, of course, as Bowie leads 7-5 in the ninth. Perez just needs this one quick out, and it sends everyone home. The 0-1. This is inside, 98 miles an hour on the fastball, however. Sets the count even at 1-1. Bowie has not had too many save opportunities this season. They have the fewest saves in the Eastern League. As the 1-1 pitch is called a strike on the inside edge. 98-mile-an-hour fastball, skimmed it, sets it to 1-2. Light round of applause here as Bowie is one strike away from wrapping up the night. Shackelford back in. Perez holds ball in hand and brings them together at the waist, up to the chest, and the 1-2 pitch. Misses down and in. Kept in front by Cody Roberts, and the count evens at 2. Bowie leads 7-5. They had a 7-1 lead in the sixth. Altoona has put on 4 consecutive runs, and they have a runner at second with 2 outs here in the top of the ninth. Perez one strike away, though, from logging the save. A 2-2 count on Shackelford. Perez sets. The pitch home. Swing and a miss for strike 3. The Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again. Perez logs the save with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball high to close out a 7-5 win over Altoona. That was a trademark Bowie win, I feel that it's been this season. While things did get a bit close late, Bowie was still able to get some consistent offense early and into the middle of the game. While the late game may have shut down a little bit, Bowie still got the job done. We've got plenty to discuss on Bay Sox postgame coming up next as Bowie wins 7-5. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Well, things definitely got a little tenser than perhaps necessary on the tail end of that one, but the end result is all that matters, and it was a good end result as the Bowie Bay Sox break out of their very brief two-game losing skid and pick up their first win this week against Altoona, 7-5 over the curve, and even up this six-game series at one win apiece. As we get rolling here with Bay Sox postgame from Prince George's Stadium, Matt Sabatis with you. We've got a lot to discuss. We'll recap this game in depth. It was very busy, if you can believe it, and then look around the Eastern League and the Orioles organization, but mostly checking in on those Eastern League scores, see if Bowie can move back into a tie for first place, depending on how the rest of the league had fared at the end of the night. But we've got a lot to talk about, so let's recap. We go all the way back in time to the faraway land of 6:36 p.m. when the first pitch came home from Brennan Hanafy to Jared Triolo. It was called a strike, and while falling behind nothing and two, Triolo was able to pick up a single to left field. Got to first base, but was taken out on a fielder's choice, a near double play. But Bowie wasn't able to get the twin killing. Andy Rodriguez flew out to left field, and there were two quick outs. But Blake Sable came up, and he had a pretty hard shot to the right side. Looked like there was going to be an opportunity for Altoona to score, but Bowie wasn't having any of that. So an outfield assist from Adam Hall in center to nail Nick Gonzalez, representing the first run of the game, gave Bowie the chance to get it going in the bottom of the first. Colton Kowser, he wasted no time. A leadoff double. Joey Ortiz flew out to left field, and Kowser was left there for a brief moment, but Connor Norby wouldn't leave him there for too long. Norby would steal third base, still with only one out, but he would be left stranded after a strikeout and a ground out. But Bowie led one, and that was a good start, and Brennan Hanafy had no issue setting down the side in order in the second inning. Bowie paid him back in the bottom of the second to follow. As Cesar Prieto led off with a double of his own, Kobe Mayo took it one step further to drive them both in. So a 3-0 edge for the Bay Sox, but Altoona was able to get one of those runs back after Hanafy dispatched two quick batters in the third inning. Jared Triolo gave a ball a charge, and while it looked like it might have hit off of the top of the wall, it did hit just in the right spot to clear the wall overall. There was a pretty lengthy discussion about whether or not that ball did leave the ballpark, and personally, on my first glance, I had assumed that it left the park. But when I saw it bounce back into play, I called it as a double, because not too often does something bounce back into play at this ballpark, considering the massive gap just past the outfield wall. But they ruled it a home run after a lengthy discussion. Josh Conway was actually ejected, arguing it after the fact. He was obviously very upset and willing to defend his pitcher, but Hanafy was pretty much unfazed by that. He worked the remainder of the inning scoreless, and in the bottom of the third, Bowie did get a couple of runners on, but couldn't get that run back. In the top of the fourth, Hanafy was back to work, retired the side in order, and in the bottom of the fourth, the Bay Sox did finally get him that run back. After a single and a walk, a productive out put two runners into scoring position, and all Bowie needed was a wild pitch to take a 3-run lead again. So that was it for Carmen Majinski. He wasn't able to finish the fourth inning. Meanwhile, Brennan Hanafy was able to finish the fifth. He retired the final seven batters he faced after walking one after the home run, he was able to work well. Set himself up for a win that we'll discuss in a little bit. As Brad Case took on the bulk of relief work through the fifth and into the sixth inning, he ran into a bind in the sixth. After a leadoff double, Cody Roberts gave Bowie another run. Why would Bowie turn their nose up at a run like that? They would get another run in the same inning after Colton Cowser rather singled to put runners at first and second. Joey Ortiz hit a ball that probably would have only led to one out, but for some reason, Leover Peguero tried to turn two and ended up with none. So a run on an error that did turn everything unearned on Case from that point on, but Bowie still wasn't done because the very next pitch, Connor Norby, brought home one more. So a 6-run lead for the Bay Sox. Turned out that they needed a lot of that lead because after that sacrifice fly, well, even before that sacrifice fly, they would only get one more base hit for the remainder of the game, only two more base runners when you include a hit-by-pitch. But as Hanafy finished and took over to the sixth inning, Nolan Hoffman worked scoreless. But in the seventh, as Travis Lakins came out for a Major League rehab assignment, he really ran into a bit of trouble. Walked the first batter. Fortunately, a fielder's choice eliminated that runner and replaced him at first base. A pop-out made it two quick outs, but then another walk to Andres Alvarez put two aboard, and Fabricio Macias got a hold of one. Three-run blast made it a bit of a close game, and Altoona still wasn't done there because after Bowie went down in the bottom of the seventh, a leadoff triple by Jerry Triolo against Jensen Elliott in the eighth set himself up for an easy run when Andy Rodriguez extended his hit streak. Rodriguez now has hits in all 11 of his AA games, made it a 2-run game, and while Bowie went down scoreless in the bottom of the eighth, it was on to Hector Perez in the top of the ninth inning. Fortunately for Perez, he was aided by some great defense. Leover Peguero got to second base on a single and a wild pitch, but when Andres Alvarez poked a ball over to shortstop, Joey Ortiz nailed Peguero at third base, trying to advance. Cesar Prieto placed the tag perfectly, and Peguero was out. It was the first out of the inning, and following a strikeout of Fabricio Macias, Hector Perez had to dance with the left-handed pitch hitter Aaron Shackelford. Perez won. So your final box score, Altoona scores 5 runs on 7 hits with 1 error, they left on 4. Bowie scores 7 runs on 11 hits with no errors, they left on 8. Brennan Hanafy is the winning pitcher, he moves to 2-1 on the season, while the losing pitcher, Carmen Mojinski, falls to 3-8. Hector Perez earns the save, it's his first of the year. Game was played in 2 hours and 42 minutes in front of a paid attendance at Prince George's Stadium of 1,353. With the loss, Altoona falls to 58-57 on the season. Their 5-game winning streak is over. They now are 29-30 when playing on the road. With the win, Bowie moves to 57-59 of the year. Their 2-game losing streak is over, as the Bay Sox are now 32-27 when playing at home. In the second half, Bowie increases their record to 30-17, while Altoona falls to 25-21. We can check in on how this game affects the standings in a little bit, but we've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll take a full look around the Eastern League so we can get you a proper update on the rest of the Southwest Division and check in on some of those Northeast Division teams as well. As Bowie takes down Altoona today, 7-5, you're listening to Bay Sox Post Game. We're back to Prince George's Stadium one final time this evening as we get ready to wrap up Bay Sox postgame. 7-5 win for the Bowie Bay Sox over the Altoona Curve tonight to get them back into the win column after a two-game skid. Let's see how the rest of the Eastern League looks and if that's going to help out Bowie in the Southwest Division standing. Spoiler alert, it is, as Erie did not get the best of double-A debuts from a new hurler that they had just brought up from high A. Brant Herter was making his double-A debut and was off to an okay start. Three innings, allowed two runs. But in the fourth, something went wrong, a potential injury that saw him allow seven runs to Harrisburg in the fourth, and he left before that inning could close, and that was more than enough for Harrisburg to coast to the win. 9-5 as the Senators take down Erie today, ending what was actually only a one-game winning streak for the Seawolves after they had a tough end of their series with Akron. Speaking of Akron, a four-run third inning was just what they needed to take down Richmond today 5-2. That's going to keep them in the running while Altoona falls behind a little bit. Somerset, they jumped behind from a 2-1 deficit to lead 3-2 in the sixth and carried that the rest of the way against New Hampshire. That was the final there. Reading picked up a walk-off win over the Binghamton Rumble Ponies tonight. Two runs in the bottom of the ninth inning to win 4-3. And then one other final in the league. It was a shutout win for Portland, 8-0 over Hartford up at Hadlick Field. Over on the Orioles organizational side of things, two games still in action. Make that three games still in action as Norfolk and Jacksonville had to play a pseudo doubleheader, completing a suspended game from last night into a seven-inning game tonight. The seven-inning game is Norfolk on top right now. They've just moved into the fifth. 5-3 the score in that one. Aberdeen used a five-run first inning over Wilmington to cruise into the ninth and have a good chance to close it up. 8-3 they lead. And it's 6-6 over in Delmarva. The Shorebirds had a 2-0 lead at one point, a 3-2 lead, but weren't able to hold on to either of those. As Lynchburg took a 6-5 edge, Delmarva has just tied it in the bottom of the sixth. And then that suspended game that came to a close earlier today saw Norfolk take down Jacksonville 6-3. Jordan Westberg had a pair of home runs in the contest, technically on two different days. Had one yesterday before the rain hit and had one today after they had resumed the game. He's up to 12 at the AAA level. But of course, the score we care about most in this production is that of Bowie's, and it was a good one today as they take down Altoona 7-5. Two sides are back at it again tomorrow for game three of the set as Bowie looks to take a lead in the six-game series. Bowie has already, at this point, won the Well, they've at least secured a tie. I shouldn't speak too soon. They've at least secured a tie in the season series with Altoona, which could help out some, but when you consider that Altoona will play one fewer game than the Bay Sox, at least at this point in the season, there won't really be any chance for a tiebreaker between Bowie and Altoona unless the Bay Sox cancel a game before the year is out. But Bowie has won 9 of the 14 games played so far, so a 9-5 record against Altoona with still 4 games left to play. Bowie just needs to win one of these final 4, and they'll have to capture the series, season series with Altoona. But Game 3 comes tomorrow when Cade Povich gets the ball. Left-hander is without a record, just only one appearance, of course, a 3.60 ERA. He tossed well in his debut, while the right-hander Aaron Shortridge will go for Altoona, 1-3 with a 6.61 ERA. It'll be a 6:35 first pitch, which means a DCA Imaging Systems pregame show of 6:15. That's going to do it for us tonight from Prince George's Stadium. Matt Sabata saying thank you so much for stopping by this evening on what was maybe a bit of a long night, but still a fun night, as Bowie takes down Altoona 7-5. Talk to you tomorrow.